On the air, we begin each game day with In the Dugout, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Duncan Field tonight. American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS got the opening round of the Area 7 baseball tournament tonight as Hastings Five Points Bank gets set to take on Kearney Runza here this evening as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth. And coach, boy, past couple of weeks or so, you guys on a tear. Maybe one of the hottest teams around. You've won six in a row coming into the area tournament.
Yeah, we played pretty well the last 2 weeks. We were kind of disappointed in not getting any games over the weekend. So that's kind of a mixed blessing. You got 2 days. You've got 2 days that, you know, you can rest them up. On the other hand, as a coach, I'd rather they would play baseball. But you're right, we won six in a row coming in, and so we're happy about that.
Had a couple of doubleheaders canceled on Saturday and Sunday. So a team that's normally on a roll like you guys have, you like to see the team continue on and try to get the momentum, don't we?
We did. And we wanted to get those games in, and we wanted to pitch all our pitchers. We wanted to play everybody just as a tune-up for area. So it was disappointing to us not to have that. But we'll see how we adjust to having a couple days off, and then we've practiced four straight since then.
Yeah, on the flip side, everybody should be pretty well rested and ready for this tournament.
They should be. You know, nobody's complaining about their arm right now. I think we're pretty healthy. So, you know, we won't have any excuse of being tired and worn down. We should be ready to play baseball.
Let's talk about the season. Obviously, you didn't pick up as many wins as you thought you would this year, but this is a team that seems like it was a slow starter, and it's really starting to grow here at the end of the year.
It is. You know, I told you at the beginning of the year we are a really young team. 10 of these 13 kids can come back next year, and we got off to that 3-10 start. Since that start, we played pretty good baseball.
So Hastings coming in a game under 500. You take on a team tonight that's pretty good, too. Anytime we mention Kearney and American Legion Baseball, you know you're going to be facing a pretty good team.
You know, you'd think they'd drop off 1 year and give you a break, but I believe they're 38-9 going into tonight's game, and they just always reload, you know. And it's Kearney, and they're one of the best programs in the state. So I hope we're up to the challenge. I think we're up to the challenge, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to tonight's pregame show on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth. It's the start of the Area 7 baseball tournament here tonight at Duncan Field. Hastings, the number 4 seed, taking on the number 1 seed tonight in Kearney Runza. Do you guys consider yourself big underdogs here in this tournament or what?
No, we don't. The players do not consider themselves underdogs. We look at this more as we need to just go in and play baseball, the kind of baseball we've been playing the last 2 weeks, not make errors, pitch well. And the only thing that's been missing this year, probably the last month, is timely hitting. If we had hit the ball better with runners on base, we'd probably have 5 or 6 more wins. So the answer to your question is, the long answer was, no, we don't feel we're underdogs. We feel we can play with Kearney, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Kearney has beaten us 4 times already this year. The last game is a game we probably should have won against Kearney. So it's a case where we know we can play with a team like this.
Yeah, we've just kept getting closer and closer each game we've played them. First game was a blowout, second game of the season for us. Second game they beat us by 3, and third game about the same, and the last game was an extra inning game here at Duncan. So, you know, if we just play defense, pitch well, and get a break or two, we're going to do fine tonight.
Xander Schmidt is going to get the call for you in game number 1 tonight.
Yeah, Xander, his ERA, I believe, is under 2. He's 4-2 coming in. His ERA is 1.69. The big thing about Xander, if he doesn't walk a lot of people and just trust his defense, I think it'll be a tight ball game all the way. We know Kearney will pitch one of their best pitchers, if not their best pitcher, to get a good start. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be a really tight, good ball game tonight.
seen North Platte, the team we have not seen. Seems like every year we say this is the Twin Cities team out from Scotts Bluff, but it looks like it's anybody's ball game here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the thing about an area tournament is that, you know, if you just get hot and put three games together, you're the area champion. And I've been through that before. Years ago, I was an assistant on that Braves team that we were many games under 500 going into the area, and we won three in a row and went to state. So, you know, it's just a matter of, again, playing your best baseball and catching a break or two. So we're hopeful that's us this year.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Steve Illingworth, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. The starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Kearney runs it tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard, Hastings. For envelopes, letterhead, brochures, business cards, newsletters, or forms, remember Vaughn's Printers. Stay tuned for the first pitch straight ahead on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to a hot and steamy Duncan Field here tonight for the opening round of the Area 7 American Legion baseball tournament on 1230 KHAS tonight. Hastings Five Points Bank and Kearney Runza do battle for the fifth time this season. Hastings looking to advance here in the area tournament, but an upset will have to be in the works here as Kearney Runza comes in as the top seed in the Area 7 tournament this year. The record is sitting at 38 wins and just 9 losses on the season. Hastings coming in, they have won their last 6 games in a row. They finished the season extremely well as Hastings comes in with a mark of 24-25. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. 92 degrees here at game time. Not a cloud in the sky. The winds will be out of the southeast at about 11 miles per hour. Winner of this ball game will move on to play again tomorrow in this double elimination affair. And the winner is going to see Scotts Bluff in a 5 o'clock ball game tomorrow afternoon. Scotts Bluff picked up an exciting win over North Platte in the first ball game just in the books a couple of minutes ago. Scotts Bluff beating North Platte by a score of 5-4. They scored the winning run in the bottom half of the ninth inning. In fact, they were tied 4-4 going into the ninth. The leadoff hitter in the bottom of the ninth was Joel Moran. He had a triple to right field. He was on third base, and then he had a sacrifice fly to come in to score the winning run. So Scotts Bluff knocks off North Platte in the first ball game tonight by the score of 5-4. Scotts Bluff plays the winner of this ball game tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, and it'll be North Platte playing in the loser's bracket ball game. That will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So it's Hastings and Kearney Runza here tonight on 1230 KHAS in the second game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Before we take a break, I will tell you that Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes opened up the Area 7 Juniors Tournament out in North Platte tonight. They picked up a come-from-behind win over Kearney Post 52 in the opening round. Hastings beating Kearney tonight by a score of 9-7 in North Platte. So Hastings, the way this five-team bracket is, they will have tomorrow off. They won't play again until Sunday at 8 o'clock in the semifinal round of the Area 7 Juniors Tournament out in North Platte. But Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes picking up a win tonight out in North Platte as they beat Kearney Post 52 by a score of 9-7. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan Field in Hastings as we await the start of this ball game in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Hastings 5 points Bank and Carney Runza here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 points Bank is the better bank. Hastings going to be the home team here tonight. They determined the home and visitors via a flip earlier tonight, and Hastings 5 points Bank will be the home team despite being the number four seed here in the area tournament. So Hastings will bat in the bottom half of the innings. Hastings will start with Xander Schmidt on the mound this evening for Hastings 5 points. He is 4-2 as a pitcher. ERA is sitting at 1.69. His batting average still pretty hefty at 3.45. So Xander Schmidt will lead off here for Hastings 5 points Bank. Graham Schneider will bat second. He'll be out in center field defensively. Schneider with a batting average of 2.34 this year. Pat Opperman will be behind the plate. He'll be the catcher. Bats third. Batting average at 3.26. Ryan Bender, he's done it all for Hastings 5 points this year. He's in the cleanup spot. He'll be the first baseman tonight. His batting average at 3.17. Matt Karloff will be your left fielder. His average is sitting at 2.83, so Karloff batting in the number five position. Batting sixth for Hastings will be Kyle Goldenstein. He'll be the right fielder with his batting average at 3.25. Will Reimer will be at shortstop. Reimer batting in the number seven position with a batting average of 3.01. Then we'll see Mason Spilnick, the second baseman, his batting average at 2.29. Jonas Schultz will be the third baseman. He'll bat ninth with a batting average of 2.58. Hastings as a team now with a team batting average of 2.86. So Hastings will go with the starting lineup of Schmidt, Schneider, and Opperman, Bender, Karloff, and Goldenstein, Reimer, Spilnick, and Jonas Schultz. In the ballgame here tonight for head coach Steve Illingworth, Hastings a record of 24 wins and 25 losses on the season. Connie Runza will go with Trey Anderson. Anderson will lead off. He'll be at second base tonight. His batting average at 4.58 for Connie Runza. It'll be Drew Butler batting second. He'll be the left fielder with a batting average of 2.86. Anthony Pacheco will be your center fielder. Pacheco batting in the number three position with a batting average of .500 this season for Carney. Derek Schreiner will be your shortstop. His batting average at .404. Grady Kowalski will be your catcher tonight. Kowalski batting in the number five position. His average at .357. Mitch Heemstra will be your designated hitter. He'll bat in the number six position with a batting average of .409. Zach Yoakum will be your third baseman. He'll bat seventh, an average of .328. Logan Wirth will be your first baseman. He'll bat eighth with an average of .250. And then we'll see Caleb Lundgren, the right fielder. He'll bat ninth with a batting average of .298. On the mound tonight for Kearney, they're coming right out with their number one pitcher, their ace on the staff, Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will be the pitcher tonight. His record is sitting at 10 wins and 2 losses on the season with an ERA of 1.94. So Kearney Runza would go with Anderson, Butler, and Pacheco, Schreiner, Kowalski, and Heemstra, Yoakum, Wirth, and Lundgren with Keegan Fitzgerald on the mound tonight for Kearney. The record is sitting at 38 wins, 9 losses on the season. And Kearney is coached by... Kearney Runza is coached by Brad Archer. Of course, moving up for Steve Sponberger, coached this team for many years. And Brad Archer, now the head man at Kearney Runza. Your starting lineups here tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank member FDIC. So the first pitch is straight ahead. We've got Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
So we're playing of the national anthem as we get sent for the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament tonight here at Duncan Field and on 1230 KHAS. Hastings is going to be dressed in their white baseball pants and their red tops here tonight. Kearney is going to be dressed in their white bottoms with their blue tops as we get to set to go here tonight. That's at Duncan Field. And Kearney with a record of 38 wins, 9 losses on the season. Hastings coming in a mark of 24 and 25.
People to go on with their normal lives. If I was going to go see Batman this weekend, I'd still go see Batman this weekend.
Last time these two teams played, it was Hastings losing to Kearney by the score of 4-3 in 8 innings. Xander Schmidt was the guy who started that ball game for Hastings. In fact, he threw the first 7 innings and then was relieved going into the 8th inning. But Xander had a good outing, and he'll be on the mound against Kearney here tonight. He threw 7 innings in that last meeting, gave up just 3 runs and 4 base hits. He struck out 4 and walked 9. Ryan Bender came on in the 8th inning of play and gave up a run and 1 hit and had a strikeout and a walk, and Kearney was able to beat Hastings the last time out by a score of 4-3. So we're set to go. Xander Schmidt going to get the start here for Hastings. It'll be a right-handed thrower. Xander Schmidt, a record of 4 wins and 2 losses on the season. He has thrown 45 and two-thirds innings for Hastings, giving up 39 hits and 20 runs. 11 of those have been earned. 37 base on balls and 30 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 1.69. So Kearney, they're already qualified for the state tournament. They'll be hosting one of the two sites for the Class A state tournament. Kearney will be one site, Omaha Bryan, or actually Omaha Burke, with the other site for the Class A state tournament. So that'll be next weekend. So Kearney, no matter what happens here in the area tournament, an automatic berth to the state tournament as either the Area 7 representative or the host team over there in Kearney. For the rest of us here, Hastings basically needs to win one game here if Kearney's going to win this Area 7 tournament, and they're the top seed. So Kearney basically, or the Hastings has to basically win one game here in this double elimination tournament in order to qualify for the state tournament. We'll get 3 out of the 4 teams in this area tournament into one of the state tournaments next week. We'll certainly let you know throughout the weekend how that's going to shape up. Hastings will either play at 2 or 5 o'clock tomorrow, depending on what happens here. If they win, they'll play tomorrow night at 5 o'clock against Scott's Bluff, who picked up an exciting win over North Platte in the first ball game tonight, 5-4. If Hastings loses this ball game, they'll play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against North Platte in the elimination ball game. And regardless of which way they go, we'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS. So Hastings, the home team here in this opening ball game of the Area 7 tournament. Kearney will be up to the plate first. Hastings defensively will have Pat Opperman behind the plate here. Ryan Bender will be at first base. Mason Spilnick will be at second. Will Reimer will be at shortstop, and Jonas Schultz will be at third base. Out of the outfield, you've got Matt Karloff, Graham Schneider, Kyle Goldenstein, with Xander Schmidt on the mound here tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. So settle back in 9-inning ball game here for the Area 7 baseball tournament. As we lead off here in the top half of the first inning, Trey Anderson will lead things off for Carney Runza. He will be the second baseman defensively. I'll tell you what, Trey Anderson has flat got the job done for Carney this year. His batting average is sitting at .458 on the season in that leadoff spot. So a tough cookie right off of the bat here for Xander Schmidt, and Hastings 5 Points Bank as Xander goes to work, and his first pitch is going to be hit to right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Picked up out there by Kyle Goldenstein and returned to the infield. So Troy Anderson starts off of the ballgame on the very first pitch as he singles to right field, and that's going to bring up Drew Butler next to left fielder. Butler with a batting average of .286 on the season. We're checking the Kearney stats here. Stolen base-wise, they've got 30 on the season, so not a real big base-stealing threat. But Trey Anderson, who just led off the ball game with a single to right field, has got 12 out of those 30 stolen bases in that leadoff position. He'll take his lead down there now at first base. Ryan Bender will hold on defensively for Hastings 5 Points. There's a token throw over there by Xander. Not in time as Trey Anderson is back in there. Drew Butler is at the plate here for Carney Runza. He's been at the plate 126 times and has got 36 base hits on the season. 26 of those have been singles. He's got 6 doubles and 4 triples as he bunts this one back to Schmidt on the mound. Goes to first. That's in time. And the sacrifice works. Drew Butler is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Trey Anderson. So Carney has got a man on at second base. And now Anthony Pacheco comes to the plate next. Pacheco actually leads the team as far as batting average is concerned. His average is sitting at .500. He's been to the plate 148 times so far this season with 74 base hits. 49 singles. He leads the team in doubles with 20. Also leads the team in triples with 5. He's got no home runs, but he has driven home 49 runs for Carney Runza. Anthony Pacheco to the plate now with a man on in scoring position already for Carney at second base. First pitch is in. Going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one to Pacheco. Anthony is a left-hander as he comes to the plate. And here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be down low and in the dirt. Dug out of there by Opperman, the catcher. The count now is at 1-1-1. Pacheco, the number 3 man in the batting order here for Carney Runza. Pacheco has scored 59 runs, which also leads the team. He has walked 30 times, which leads the team. And he has struck out 12 times. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. That's now 1-2. Again, 92 degrees here at game time. Hot and steamy. Southeast winds at about 11 miles per hour. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch with the man on at second base. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It is now even up at 2-2. Derek Schreiner would be next for Kearney. A leadoff single by Trey Anderson. A sacrifice by Drew Butler. Carney's got a man on at second base here. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Xander Schmidt. That ball is going to be popped up left field side over in foul territory, giving chase as Jonas Schultz, and it gets out of play. So the count remains at 2-2. Carney is a team very good offensively. Team batting average at .363 on the season in their 47 ball games. Hastings, in comparison, just at .286 in their 40 ball games. Actually, in their 49 games that we have played so far this season. Hastings sitting at 24-25 coming in here. Next pitch is going to be upstairs for a ball, and it's now 3-2. So 3-2 to count here to Anthony Pacheco. You've got Derek Schreiner in the on-deck circle here for Carney in the top half of the first inning. Xander Schmidt checks the runner at second base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. Anthony Pacheco makes Xander throw a lot of pitches there, but finally works out a walk. He's on at first base now, so Carney's got runners on at first and second. There's only one man out here in the top half of the first inning. Derek Schreiner, the shortstop, comes up there next. Schreiner also carries a heavy bat. His batting average is sitting at .404 on the season. He's got 166 trips to the plate. He has gotten 67 base hits so far this season. As the first pitch comes in there from Xander Schmidt, it's going to be high and away. 1-0 the count here. Out of those 67 base hits for Derek Schreiner, 47 singles, 16 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs. He has driven home 52 runs so far this year for Carney. Here comes the 1-0 pitch that swung on and missed. And the count is now even up at 1-1-1. Derek Schreiner batting from the right side. He has walked 11 times so far this year. He has struck out 9 times. The count is even up at 1-1. Kearney in the top half of the first with runners on at first and second. There's no score between Hastings and Kearney tonight. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch. Here comes another pitch to the plate. A little check swing foul on the first base side. And now the count is sitting at 1-2. This is the fifth meeting of the season between Hastings and Kearney. Kearney opened up with a 14-1 win over Hastings early in the season. Then beat Hastings 13-10. Kearney over Hastings about halfway through the season, 6-2 in their last outing. Kearney wins over Hastings in extra innings, 8 innings. They beat us by a score of 4-3. Here's the next pitch hit on the ground toward the short and actually hits the base runner there, moving from second to third. So he's going to be ruled out there. So that's going to be an out there. Moving from second to third was Trey Anderson. He tried to avoid the ball there. In fact, he left his feet there. The ball popped up and hit him. So that's going to be an out. Trey Anderson is going to be ruled out at running the base pads from second to third. Derek Schreiner is going to get a board here for Hastings, but now there's two men out. You don't see that very often. As Anthony Pacheco moves down to second base on the plate, Derek Schreiner is on at first base. And Grady Kowalski comes up there next. So Trey Anderson ruled out being hit by the bouncer from Derek Schreiner as he was running the base pads from second to third. So now Kearney has got runners on at first and second base, but now there's two men out. And Grady Kowalski comes up there next. Kowalski with a batting average of .357 on the season. First pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Here comes a second one. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Boy, if Hastings is going to get out of this inning with no damage done. Feather in their cap as Trey Anderson led off the inning with a single on the very first pitch. 1-1 the count with two men out here. Grady Kowalski, the number 5 hitter in the batting order. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Kowalski has got 46 base hits and 129 trips to the plate this year. 35 singles, 7 doubles, no triples, and 4 home runs. Xander Schmidt with a count of 2-1. Throws another one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3-1. So Grady Kowalski, the number 5 hitter up to the plate here for Kearney. He has walked 23 times and has struck out a team high 22 times for Kearney Runza this year. He's ahead on the count here. 3-1. Runners are on at first and second base. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be upstairs for a ball, and he walks him. The second walk of this first inning given up by Xander Schmidt. Now the bases are loaded. Pacheco moves along to third base in the play. Derek Schreiner is on at second base. Grady Kowalski is on at first base. And Mitch Heemstra comes to the plate next. He's in the number 6 position. His batting average at .409 on the season. Heemstra is the designated hitter for Kearney here tonight. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. A fastball there from Xander Schmidt. Heemstra so far this year has got 45 base hits and 110 trips to the plate. He's got 35 singles, 9 doubles, a triple, and a home run. He's driven home 29 runs. There's a ball hit right to third base, going over and touching the bag. At third is going to be Jonas Schultz. Nice play there, and the inning is over. Jonas Schultz, he fields that one behind the bag at the third base and then had to race to the bag to get the force out. Derek Schreiner, as he lunges out there to touch the bag and gets there just in the nick of time when the inning is over. As the Kearney runs it, threatens here, they load up the bases in the top half of the first, and they score absolutely nothing. So the inning is over. We'll go to the bottom of the first with a score. Kearney nothing, Hastings coming to bat.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field in Hastings, the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament here tonight on 1230 KHIS. As we head to the bottom half of the first inning, no score between Kearney and Hastings. Kearney runs a loading the bases there in the top half of the first. But a good defensive play by Jonas Schultz at third base gets Hastings out of the inning with no damage done. And Hastings will have their first crack now at Keegan Fitzgerald, one of the better pitchers around. Fitzgerald, his record is sitting at 10 wins and 2 losses on the season. He has thrown 75 and one-third innings for Kearney so far this year. He's given up 70 hits, 24 runs. 21 of those have been earned. He's had just 15 walks all season long in his 75 and a third innings. 69 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 1.94. So Keegan Fitzgerald, the number one thrower for Kearney Runza, getting the call here in this opening ball game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Winner of this ball game will play tomorrow night against Scotts Bluff. They will play at 5 o'clock here at Duncan. Scotts Bluff picking up a 5-4 win over North Platte in the first ball game tonight. Loser plays at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against North Platte in the elimination ball game. Regardless of what happens here, we'll have the Hastings ball game for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. So Xander Schmidt will lead off offensively for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. Xander, the opposing pitcher, offensively this year. Xander Schmidt with a batting average of .345. Graham Schneider will bat second, and then Pat Opperman, the catcher, will bat third. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see the cleanup hitter, Ryan Bender, here in the bottom half of the first. So Keegan Fitzgerald is ready to go here. Grady Kowalski behind the plate. And here comes the first pitch here by Fitzgerald. It's going to be in there for a strike on Xander Schmidt. Hastings has played extremely well coming down the stretch here. In fact, Hastings has won 6 games in a row coming into the area tournament, their longest winning streak of the season. They've gotten up to 24-25 now in the season. They hope to even add up at the .500 mark here with a victory tonight, an upset victory over top-seeded Kearney Runza in this area tournament. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 to count here to Xander Schmidt. Next one is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2-1. So Xander Schmidt, your batter here, he leads the team in base hits here this season with 49. He's 49 for 142 from the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled down the right field side, out of play. Yan is now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Xander Schmidt so far this year has struck out 27 times. He has walked only 7 times. He leads the team in doubles with 12. Here's the wind of the pitch here. The ball's hit right by the third baseman, Zach Yoakum, into left field. Xander Schmidt leads off the Hastings half of the first inning with a base hit right on by the third baseman, Zach Yoakum, right down the line. And just like Kearney, they lead off their half of the first inning with a base hit. Xander gets aboard here down there at first base. Now Graham Schneider comes to the plate next. Schneider is the center fielder for Hastings. Graham with a batting average of .234. He'll bat from the left-hand side here. So Hastings with a base runner. Xander Schmidt down there at the bag at first. As far as stolen bases are concerned, Hastings with 39 so far this year. Xander Schmidt has got 6 of those. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away right here at the plate by Graham, and the count goes to nothing and one to Schneider. Graham Schneider so far this year, he has walked 19 times and has struck out a team-high 27 times. So Schneider trying to make something happen for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between Hastings and Kearney here tonight in the Area 7 tournament. Xander taking his lead down here at first base. Logan Worth will hold him on. There's a bunt. Nice one right out in front of the plate. Fielded there by Fitzgerald. He falls down and his throw to first base is not in time. Keegan Fitzgerald, right in front of the plate, comes off the mound to grab that one. He tries to put on the brakes, and his feet slip out from under him. Falls down to the turf and tries to make the throw to first base. That was not in time, and Graham Schneider is going to get aboard here with a single, an infield single. Xander Schmidt will move down to the bag at second base. So Hastings leads off the bottom half of the first inning with a couple of singles. And now Pat Opperman comes up there next. Opperman wears number 7 in that red uniform for Hastings 5 points. He will dig in from the right-hand side. Opperman with a batting average of .326 in the season. So Hastings off to a good start here. Trying to keep things rolling from their end of the season run that they won 6 games in a row coming into this area tournament. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball on Opperman, and he's entering the count at 1 ball and no strikes. Opperman with a batting average of .326. so far this season. He's got 43 base hits and 132 trips to the plate. He has walked 25 times so far this year. He has struck out 14 times. As he settles in here with runners on at first and second base, next pitch is swung on and missed. He goes after an outside pitch there and comes up empty. And we're now even up at one ball and one strike. So Opperman is at the plate here. He's got 26 RBIs so far this season. A chance to drive one home here with a runner on there at second base. That's Xander Schmidt taking his lead. Nobody out here for Hastings in the bottom half of the first. There's the next pitch hit right in the left field. That's going to be a base hit. Rounding the bag at third is going to be Xander Schmidt. He's going to come home. Here comes the throw in. It's cut off, and Hastings has the lead. Pat Opperman, an RBI single here in the first inning of play, drives home Xander Schmidt. Hastings has got the lead over top-seeded Kearney. Runs of the score is 1-0. Three consecutive singles here for Hastings to lead off the bottom half of the first inning from Xander Schmidt, Graham Schneider, and now Pat Opperman. And now Ryan Bender comes to the plate next. Hastings with a lead, 1-0 over Kearney Runza. Ryan Bender, the number four hitter in the batting order, playing at first base here tonight. His batting average is sitting at .317 in the season. So Keegan Fitzgerald working from the stretch. He's not been able to get anybody out yet. Runners taking their leads at first and second base. Kearney pinching in at first base with Logan Wirth. Here comes the pitch to Bender. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Bender in the ballgame. Ryan, so far this season, he has walked 32 times. He has struck out 24 times for Hastings 5 points. Batting from the right-hand side, Keegan Fitzgerald working from the stretch with the runners on at first and second base. And here comes the pitch to the plate way outside for a ball. It's now even up at one ball and one strike. Ryan Bender with four home runs so far this year. He's got six triples, and he's got five doubles. He has driven home 32 runs for Hastings 5 points. Here's the next pitch. Hit down the line at third base. That one is just foul. Just foul on by the third baseman, Zach Yoakum. So the count now is at one ball and two strikes on Ryan Bender. Hastings with a lead here over Kearney Runza. The score is 1-0 in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the first inning. Keegan Fitzgerald looking in for his sign from his catcher, Grady Kowalski. He has got it. Comes set on the mound and now throws one to the plate. A fastball that's going to be popped up. Right side coming over near the seats is the first baseman, Wirth, and he can't get there as it's in about the second row of the bleachers. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes here to Ryan Bender. Matt Karloff would be next for Hastings, and then Kyle Goldenstein. Hastings with three base hits here to lead off the bottom half of the first. Runners are on at first and second base. That's Schneider down there at second base, and Pat Opperman is on at first base, getting good leads there. Kearney not holding those base runners on. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground towards short. Derek Schreiner goes to second base for one over to first base. That's not going to be in time, so they get one down there at second. Bender is going to get a board here on the fielder's choice. Moving over to third base, and the play is going to be Graham Schneider. So they get one. As that one is tapped to Derek Schreiner at his shortstop, he goes over to Trey Anderson to get the out over there at second base. But the relay throw over to first baseman Logan Wirth was not in time, so Hastings now with runners on at first and third base here in the bottom half of the first inning. Now there's two men out, actually one man out. There's only one man out, and Hastings with runners on at first and third. This is Matt Karloff coming to the plate next. Karloff with a batting average of .283 so far this season. Karloff has got 28 base hits and 99 trips to the plate. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike right down the pipe, a breaking pitch, nothing and one to Matt Karloff. Karloff with 12 base on balls so far this season. He has struck out 23 times. He's got five doubles for his extra base hits. He has driven home 20 runs for Hastings 5 points. He stands in there from the right-hand side. Nothing and one is the count. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is inside to throw down there at second base. Not in time. Hit first slide down there. It's going to be Ryan Bender. He gets a stolen base, and now Hastings with runners on at second and third base. That is the 40th stolen base of the season for Hastings 5 points bank. Ryan Bender gets it there for Hastings. That's his team high 11th stolen base of the season. So now Hastings with runners on at second and third. We've seen a lot of action here in this first inning of play. 1-0, Hastings with a lead. There's only one man out. Here comes the pitch from Fitzgerald. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. And Karloff is now behind in the count of one ball and two strikes. Hastings with a golden opportunity here in this first inning of play to maybe take control of this ball game early. Runners on at second and third. He got one run in here. Keegan Fitzgerald working from the stretch, and now he throws one to the plate. That's going to be way up high for a ball. And the count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keegan Fitzgerald had very impressive numbers coming in here. 75 in a third innings. And he had walked only 15 guys in those innings. And he had struck out 69 coming into this ballgame. There's a ball hit to right field. Backing up is going to be Lundgren. And now Lundgren comes in and he makes the catch. Runner's going to tag at third base. He's going to come in there and score. And Hastings with a lead now 2-0. Caleb Lundgren out there in the right field. Looked like he had a beat on the ball. And at the last second, had to lunge forward. And he hangs onto it as he falls to the turf. That allowed Graham Schneider to come in and score as he tags up from third base. Hastings now out on top by a score of 2-0 as Karloff flies out to right field to drive home a run. And now Kyle Goldenstein comes up there next. So 2-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. Ryan Bender stays at second base. Goldenstein, the number 6 hitter in the batting order, comes up there. Batting average at .325 in the season. Takes a swipe at that one and a swing and a miss. 0-1 to Kyle Goldenstein. He has got 41 base hits and 126 trips to the plate so far this year. He has got 8 walks and 24 strikeouts for Hastings, 5 points. Behind in the count here, no balls and 1 strike. Fitzgerald working from the stretch. Next pitch to the plate is going to be popped up. It's going to be over in left center field. Coming over is going to be the center fielder, and he's going to make the catch. That's Anthony Pacheco, and the inning is over. Kyle Goldenstein flies out to center. That ends the inning for Hastings, but a good start here for Hastings. 5 points back as they score a couple of runs on 3 base hits. No errors, and one man left on base. We go to the top of the second with a score. Hastings 2, Kearney 0.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, going 9 innings here in the Area 7 baseball tournament tonight. We're moving to the top half of the second inning. Hastings on 3 base hits. Has got the lead over Kearney. Runs of the score is 2-0. And Kearney will come up there with 7, 8, and 9 in their batting order. They loaded the bases in the first inning of play and did not score. So we'll see Zach Yoakum, Logan Wirth, and Caleb Lundgren here in this second inning of play. First pitch here is going to be fouled away. And the first base side out of play. Zach Yoakum is your batter here. He is your third baseman. Yoakum with a batting average of .328 so far this season. He's got 45 base hits and 137 trips to the plate. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Reimer has got it. His throw to first base is in time. Zach Yoakum is retired in the play from short to first. That's one thing going down the stretch. Hastings has played pretty good defense in this little stretch here. They had a ball game a week or so ago in July 5th. They committed 8 errors in a 12-2 loss to Lincoln Southeast. But these last 6 ball games, Hastings has played pretty well defensively. And so far, so good here tonight. One man out now for Kearney here in the second inning of play. Logan Wirth comes up there next. He is the first baseman. Wirth is a lefty as he comes up there to face the right-handed throwing Xander Schmidt. The ball is going to be popped up. It's going to be in shallow center field. And going back will be the shortstop, Reimer, and he makes the catch. And shallow left center field there for Hastings. Logan Wirth flies out to shortstop officially. And that's going to bring up Caleb Lundgren next, the right fielder. Lundgren, the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Kearney Runza. His batting average is sitting at .298 on the season. So they have no patsies up and down that lineup, and that's a sign of a good ball club. And that's what it is for Kearney Runza, 38-9 in the season. The pitch by Xander Schmidt's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Caleb Lundgren. 25 base hits and 84 trips to the plate here for Lundgren. He's got 23 singles, one double, no triples, and a home run. He has driven home 17 runs. As he steps in there from the right-hand side, Xander Schmidt gets a sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman. Next pitch is on the way. A little check swing there, strike on the outside corner. And the count is now at one ball, actually two balls and one strike here to Lundgren. If he gets the board, we'll see Trey Anderson top of the order again for Carney Runza. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 3-1. Two base on balls for Xander Schmidt in the first inning of play. Gave up a couple of base hits, but no runs. There's a ball hit to a right center field. Could be trouble coming over. Is going to be the right fielder. He makes the catch. Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein runs a long way. The right fielder, he makes that catch in shallow right center field. He makes the catch, and the inning is over as Carney Runza goes down in order here in the second. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings 2, Carney nothing.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. This week features the award-winning Ford Fusion. It's a 2010 with leather and only 25,000 miles. It books for $20,875, but it's yours for $18,875 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Keegan Fitzgerald comes out here for Connie to throw inning number two. Hastings got to him with a couple of runs on three base hits in inning number one. Now Hastings working in the bottom third of the order here. We'll see Will Reimer, Mason Spilnick, and Jonas Schultz. Hastings out on top of Carney by the score of 2-0 here in this ball game tonight. And here comes the pitch by Keegan Fitzgerald. That's going to be outside and up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Here earlier tonight in the juniors tournament out in North Platte, Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes winners over Carney Post 52 by the score of 9-7. So based on this five-team bracket out in the juniors tournament, Hastings will not play tomorrow. They'll have an extra day to rest out there. They'll play on Sunday night at 8:30 in the semifinals of the A7 juniors tournament. Here comes the next pitch. It could be in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Will Reimer is your batter here for Hastings. 5 points. His batting average is sitting at 301 on the season. Reimer's got 43 base hits and 143 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And Reimer is now looking at a count of 3-1. Reimer has walked 15 times so far this year. As he waits on the next pitch, it's going to be an inside pitch in. He goes around and swings and misses, 3-2. So 15 walks for Reimer. He has struck out 12 times. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with a lead here. We're top-seeded Carney Runza. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. He walks him. So Hastings for the second straight inning gets their leadoff man on here. That's a walk given up by Fitzgerald. That's going to be his first one of the ball game. And again, he doesn't walk too many guys. That's only the 16th walk of the season for Fitzgerald in his 36 2/3 innings that he has pitched. So Hastings now with a runner on at first base. This is Mason Spilnick coming to the plate next. Spilnick with a batting average of .229 on the season. Reimer takes his lead down there at first base. He stays put. There's a bunt laid down. Fitzgerald grabs it, and he tags out the runner coming down the line at first. So an out there, but the sacrifice works. Spilnick moves the base runner along to a second base on the play. And Jonas Schultz comes up there next. Bunt was laid down on the first base side. Kind of a bouncing ball there. Fielded by Keegan Fitzgerald, the pitcher. And he just tags out the base runner. And Mason Spilnick going over to First base on the play. So Jonas Schultz comes up there next. There's one man out, but Hastings now with a runner on in scoring position again at second base. That is Will Reimer as the pitch comes to the plate here by Schultz. And it's going to be fouled away back to the screen. Jonah with a batting average of .258 so far this season. Schultz has got 17 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. He has got 11 walks so far this season. He has struck out 15 times for Hastings 5 points as he steps in there from the right-hand side. Schultz waiting on the pitch here from Fitzgerald. There's an inside pitch and a swing and a miss. The count goes to nothing and two to Jonah Schultz here in the bottom half of the second inning. Schultz has got 3 doubles to his credit so far this year. He's driven home 9 runs. Chance to tack on one right here. Nothing and two is the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung out and missed, and he strikes out. So that is the first strikeout of the ball game for Keegan Fitzgerald. That's going to bring up Xander Schmidt next. Xander led off the Hastings half of the first inning with a single. Came around to score one of the 2 runs there in that first inning. So Xander is up there now for Hastings 5 points. 2 men out here in the bottom half of the second. Hastings out on top of Kearney by the score of 2-0. Keegan Fitzgerald working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second base. There's the kick. There's the throw to the plate. Swinging a miss by Xander. Nothing and one to Xander Schmidt. Start of the day with a batting average of .345 on the season. Scotts Bluff picking up a win over North Platte in the first ball game tonight, 5-4. Scotts Bluff out hit North Platte 9-6 in a well-played ball game earlier tonight. Next pitch is going to be popped up first base side over near the screen. Coming over is going to be Wirt, the first baseman, and he can't get there. Again, it's out of play here on the first base side, so a strike there on Xander Schmidt. Nothing and two. Scotts Bluff scores the winning run in the bottom half of the ninth inning after Joe Moran led off the inning with a triple. Next batter came up and hit a sacrifice fly to left field. Throw came in. It was not in time as Moran scores the winning run for Scotts Bluff. So they move on into the winner's bracket tomorrow. 5-4 win over North Platte in the opener tonight. Hastings with a lead here at 2-0. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Xander Schmidt, a fastball. It's going to miss inside. And the count goes to 1-2 now on Xander Schmidt. .345 was his batting average to start the day at a single back there in the first inning of play. Good lead at second base there by Will Reimers. Got some good speed. Here comes the next pitch, a little check swing, and it's going to be a check swing called strike there. And Xander Schmidt strikes out. So a couple of strikeouts here by Keegan Fitzgerald in the second inning of play. Hastings comes up empty. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the third with a score, Hastings 2, Kearney nothing.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, our internet service at the ballpark. Tonight, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net or you can give them a call at 866-756-4746. That's Glenwood Wireless. Kearney batting here in the third inning of play. They're trailing Hastings in this Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. The score is 2-0. We've got the top of the order coming up here for Kearney, Trey Anderson, Drew Butler, and Anthony Pacheco. Xander Schmidt on the mound for Hastings as he throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one here to Trey Anderson. Again, Xander had a good outing the last time we played Kearney in that 4-3 loss. Xander went 7 innings before being relieved there in that extra inning as Ryan Bender came on and actually figured in the decision. But Xander Schmidt, the last time we played Kearney, threw seven innings, gave up only three hits. Actually, four hits and three runs. He struck out four and walked nine in the ballgame, but Hastings was able to escape that. There's a base hit into left field. So the second base hit of the ballgame for Trey Anderson, had one to lead off the ballgame in the very first pitch. He comes up there now and hits a single to left field. So he has seen only three pitches from Xander Schmidt, and he's got two base hits. Trey Anderson with a batting average of .458 to start the day. Here comes Drew Butler up there next. Butler laid down a sacrifice his first time up there. Batting average of .286 in the season. He'll bat from the left-hand side. Ryan Bender holds on the base runner down there at first, and a throw over there is not going to be in time. So Trey Anderson is aboard here. Ken Kearney with 30 stolen bases as a team this year. Trey Anderson has got 12 of those. Takes a good-sized lead, and Xander throws another one over there. It's not in time as Ryan applies the tag, but far too late. Drew Butler is your batter here. .286 is his batting average as he takes a whack at that one. A little roller out to second base. Could be trouble. Spelnick grabs it. He underhands it to first base in time. Mason Spelnick at second base. That was a tough play. It was just hit off of the handle of the bat. It just rolls out there. And finally, Spelnick grabs it right on the edge of the grassy portion of the infield and kind of underhands it over to Bender. And catches Butler by about a half a step over there. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Anderson. There's one man out here in the inning, and now Anthony Pacheco comes to the plate next. His batting average at .500 on the season. Had a base on balls back there in inning number one. So Xander will have to be careful here. Pacheco dangerous as he comes to the plate. A breaking pitch there is going to be inside of the left-hander, and it's one ball and no strikes. Pacheco has been to the plate 148 times so far this year. He's got 74 base hits. 20 of those have been doubles. He's got five triples, no home runs. He has scored 59 runs. He has driven home 49 for Kearney Runza. As the next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, two balls and no strikes. The base runner at second base is Trey Anderson. One man out for Kearney here in the third. Hastings with a lead, 2-0. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now three balls and no strikes. Mason Spelnick expected to be the starter tomorrow for Hastings, no matter if they play at 2 or at 5 o'clock. Spelnick will get the start for Hastings in game number 2 of this tournament. 3-0 the count here to Anthony Pacheco. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him on four straight pitches. So a walk given up there by Xander Schmidt. Staying at second base is Anderson, but now Anthony Pacheco is on at first. Derek Schneider comes up there next. Xander walked a couple of guys in the first inning of play. Kearney went down in order in the second. So there's the third walk of the ball game given up by Xander. And now Kearney has got Derek Schreiner coming to the plate next. Schreiner reached on a fielder's choice back there in inning number one. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch there by Xander Schmidt. Nothing in one. Derek Schreiner, .404. On the season is his batting average. He's been to the plate 166 times. He's been to the plate more than anybody else on the team. 67 base hits for Derek Schreiner. Comes up there now with a count of no balls and one strike. He hits that one out to center field. Graham Schneider comes over. He makes the catch. So Schreiner gives it a ride, but Graham Schneider chases it down out there in center field for Hastings, and now there's two men out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Grady Kowalski, the catcher, next. He sheds the catching gear in the on-base, around the circle here for Kearney Runza, occupying the first base dugout here tonight, trots to the plate. Kowalski worked out a walk in the first inning of play. Start of the day with a batting average of .357. So Kearney got their leadoff man on here tonight in the third inning with a single by Trey Anderson. Runners are on at first and second base, but now there's two men out of the inning. There's a breaking pitch there by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Mitch Heemstra, the designated hitter, is due up there next. If Grady Kowalski can find his way on the base pads here for Kearney Runza. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch. Throws some off-speed stuff. Hit towards short. Reimer grabs it at shortstop. His long throw to first base. It's high. And Ryan Bender leaps, and then he comes down and tags out the base runner. Another great play there by Ryan Bender at first base. The throw by Will Reimer was high. Bender leaves his feet and then comes down and tags out Grady Kowalski as he came down right in front of the bag at first, and the inning is over as Kowalski grounds out the shortstop to end the inning. So some great defense so far. Hastings 5 points back here in this ball game. Kearney scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings 2, Kearney nothing.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 2-0 is the score. As we head to the bottom half of the third inning, Hastings with a lead over Kearney tonight. A lot of Major League Baseball being played, as you might expect, for a Friday. American League stuff in the bottom of the eighth inning. Baltimore all over Cleveland tonight, 10-2. Top of the ninth inning, it's the Detroit Tigers over Chicago, 4-2. Top of the ninth inning, it's the Toronto Blue Jays over the Boston Red Sox, 5-0. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Seattle Mariners and the Tampa Bay Rays tied up at 3 runs apiece. Bottom of the sixth inning, you've got Minnesota leading Kansas City by the score of 1-0 at Kauffman Stadium. The Rangers will play at the Los Angeles Angels and the Yankees at the Athletics later on tonight. Get to the National League scores here in a second. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the third. You'll see 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. Graham Schneider, Pat Opperman, and Ryan Bender. Schneider had one of the 3 base hits for Hastings in that first inning. And he falls behind here at 0-2. A breaking pitch there by Keegan Fitzgerald. So 0-2 to Graham Schneider. He started the day with a batting average of .234. Keegan Fitzgerald looking in for the sign from his catcher, Grady Kowalski. He's got it. Here's the windup and the pitch. It comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a called strike on the outside corner. So 3 straight pitches there, and Graham Schneider goes down. Second strikeout of the ball game for Keegan Fitzgerald as Schneider goes down. For Schneider, that's going to be the 28th time he has struck out, and that leads the team for Hastings 5 points. Not a category. You want to be a statistical star. Here comes Pat Opperman to the plate next. He had an RBI single back there in the first inning of play. So Opperman is 1-for-1 tonight, batting average of .326 to start the evening. He takes a strike there, 0-1 to Opperman. Here comes the next pitch by Fitzgerald. That's going to be in there for another strike, 0-2 as he nibbles away at the corners. Kearney is not 38-9 for nothing. This is a good ball club, and boy, you don't feel comfortable with a 2-0 lead, although Hastings has played well in the first 3 innings. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-2. Winner plays tomorrow night at 5 o'clock against Scott's Bluff. The loser plays tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the elimination ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside, and the ball gets away from the catcher Kowalski back to the screen. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes on Pat Opperman. Ryan Bender would be next. Defensively for Kearney, you've got Logan Wirth over there at first base, Trey Anderson at second, Derek Schreiner at shortstop, and Zach Yoakum at third base. Butler, Pacheco, and Lundgren in the outfield from left to right. Now backing out of the batter's box here is going to be Opperman as he readjusts his batting glove. And now re-enters here. The count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's 1 man out for Hastings in the bottom half of the third. Hot and steamy night here tonight at Duncan. There's a ball hit over the head of Fitzgerald. Fielded there by Schreiner. He makes the play at first base. A long stretch, and they got him. Pat Opperman is retired in the play from short to first. That was a high chopper over the head. Fitzgerald on the mound. It was fielded nicely there by Derek Schreiner. On the move as Schreiner makes the play over there at first base to Logan Wirth to catch Pat Opperman on the play. Now there's two men out for Hastings here in the third. That's going to bring up Ryan Bender next. Bender reached on a fielder's choice and a stolen base back there in the first inning of play. Started the day with a batting average of 317. There's two men out here in the third. Bender waits on the pitch, and here it comes, another chopper toward shortstop. Schreiner has got it. Now he bobbles the ball, and he throws it to first base. That's not in time. So Schreiner having problems with that one there at shortstop that time, and Ryan Bender will get aboard here for Hastings 5 points bank. And that's going to bring up Matt Karloff next. That's going to be an error chalked up on the shortstop, Derek Schreiner. So the first error of the ball game is charged there to Carney Runza. Matt Karloff comes up there next. He flew out to right field and drove home a run back there in the first inning of play. Karloff with a .283 batting average to start the day. And now Bender is on at first base. Holding him on will be Logan Worth, the first baseman for Kearney. Fitzgerald works from the stretch. Looks at the plate. Offers one to the plate. That's going to be inside. Did it hit him? Yeah. Going down to first base is going to be Karloff. And now Fitzgerald says that may have touched the bat. Evidently not. So Matt Karloff heads down to first base, being hit by a pitch here in the third inning. Ryan Bender moves along to second base. And now he sings with base runners on at first and second again. Brings up Kyle Goldenstein next. Goldenstein with a batting average of 325 to start the day. He flew out to center field his first time up there. So Kyle Goldenstein comes up there. He's got 8 base on balls so far this year. He has struck out 24 times. Runners on at first and second for Hastings with two men out. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed. Outside pitch, and Goldenstein goes after it. Comes up empty. So Goldenstein is up there with a chance to drive one home here for Hastings. He's got 5 doubles to his credit so far this year. He's got a couple of triples, actually a couple of home runs as well. Driven home 15 runs. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. He falls behind in the count here at no balls and 2 strikes. And temperature in the 90s at game time here tonight. Cooled down just a little bit. It's going to be an enjoyable night coming out. Still plenty of time to go. We got a 9-inning ball game here in this Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. We're in the bottom half of the third. Hastings out on top, 2-0, trying to upset the top-seeded Carney Runza squad here tonight. Goldenstein backs out of the batter's box, and now he's ready to go. Karloff takes his lead at first. Bender takes his lead at second. Some tremendous speed on the base pads now for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be tapped down the line at third. Foul territory. The count remains in no balls and 2 strikes. Washington Nationals out on top of the Atlanta Braves. They're in the bottom half of the 7th inning. 9-4 is the score there. San Francisco Giants leading the Philadelphia Phillies 7-2 in Major League Baseball. They're in the top of the 9th. Top of the 8th inning, the Pittsburgh Pirates 4 and the Miami Marlins 3. 2-0 is the score here. Hastings with the lead. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Fitzgerald. It's going to be swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Keegan Fitzgerald, and the inning is over for Hastings. They score no runs on no hits. 1 error on Kearney. 2 men left on base. We go to the top of the 4th with a score. Hastings 2, Kearney nothing.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future. And compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan Field, Hastings with the lead here over Kearney Runza. The score is 2-0. Heading to the 4th inning of play. Get you the rest of the Major League Baseball scores while we have a chance. National League stuff, final scores. Cincinnati 3, the Milwaukee Brewers 1. Bottom of the 7th inning of play, it's the Dodgers over the Mets by a score of 7-4. Bottom of the 6th inning, it's St. Louis leading Chicago 4-1. Bottom of the first inning, it's now the Houston Astros 2, Arizona Diamondbacks nothing. Later on tonight, the Colorado Rockies play out west against the Padres. 2-0 the score here. Hastings with a lead. Xander Schmidt throwing here for Hastings. Mitch Heemstra at the plate here for Connie Runze, the designated hitter. Heemstra reached on a fielder's choice back there in the first inning of play. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and he got hit in the side of the head. Fortunately, he's got those batting helmets on, and Heemstra heads down to the bag at first after being hit by a pitch. So Carney again for the fourth straight inning, actually for the third inning out of the four, has got their leadoff man on here. They went down in order in the second. Zach Yoakum comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman. So now Carney's got a base runner on at first base. That's Heemstra. Zach Yoakum comes to the plate next. Yoakum with a 328 batting average to start the day. So Heemstra now takes his lead down there at first. 2-0 is the score. Each team with three base hits so far in the ball game. As Xander throws on the play, it's going to be up high for a ball. There's now one ball and no strikes to Zach Yoakum. Logan Wirth would be next, and then Caleb Lundgren. As Carney bats here in the top half of the fourth, this one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. In this area tournament, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low and in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Pat Opperman again behind the plate here for Hastings, 5 points back in this one with Xander Schmidt on the mound. Bender over there at first base and Spilnick at second. Will Reimer at shortstop and Jonas Schultz at third base. There's a fastball there. It's going to be in there for a strike. There's now two balls and one strike. Heemstra again is your base runner down there at first. Heemstra with no stolen bases so far this year. Takes his lead but stays put as the ball is going to be popped up. It's going to be in right field. And coming on is going to be the right fielder, Goldenstein. He makes the catch. Second baseman Spilnick was also in the area, but it was called off at the last second. And Goldenstein makes the catch out there. The right fielder for Hastings. So now there's one man out here in the fourth inning of play. Logan Wirth comes up there next. He flew out to the shortstop back there in inning number 2. So he's 0 for 2 so far tonight. 250 batting average on the season. Carney with no runs, 3 hits, and 1 error so far. Hastings with 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Logan Wirth, the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for Carney Runza. Heemstra is still down there at first base, taking his lead there. Bender right there defensively for Hastings, 5 points. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. 1 ball, 1 strike to the left-handed hitter, Logan Wirth, as he bats here in the top half of the fourth inning. Here tonight at Duncan Field, lights are on. Here comes the next pitch, another fastball that's going to be up high for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Logan Wirth. Wirth has got 14 base hits and 56 trips to the plate, 9 singles, 5 doubles, no triples, no home runs. He's driven home 11 runs. There's a hard hit ball to a right center field going over. He's going to be the center fielder, and he makes the catch over there. It's Graham Schneider. Logan Wirth gave that baby a ride, but Graham Schneider, covering a lot of ground out there, makes the catch in right center field. Now there's 2 men out here in the fourth inning, and that's going to bring up Caleb Lundgren next. He is the right fielder. Lundgren in the number 9 position, still with a hefty batting average of .298. He's got 25 base hits and 84 trips to the plate. He's got 23 singles, a double, no triples, and a home run. He's driven home 17 runs here for Carney Runza. He has scored 24 runs, walked 23 times, and has struck out a team high 22 times. So Caleb Lundgren is your batter here for Carney Runza with a runner on at first base. There's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Caleb Lundgren batting here. A Carney High product. This team is made up of people from Carney High and Carney Catholic. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Opperman scoops it up behind the plate and then stays on it. And the base runner's going to stay there at first base. 1 ball and 1 strike down to Caleb Lundgren. Trey Anderson has got a couple of base hits in the ball game. Is in the on-deck circle here for Carney. Fullman at the mouth. He'd like to come to the plate here in the fourth with some base runners on. There's the next pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Goes after a bad pitch down low and comes up empty. Now one ball and two strikes to Lundgren. 2-0 is the score. Xander Schmidt so far has been pretty good out there for Hastings on the mound. Connie has left five base runners on the base paths. Not counting this inning, Hastings has left four. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung out and missed. He fools them there way behind, and Caleb Lundgren strikes out of the ballgame. That's going to be the first strikeout of the contest for Xander Schmidt. So Carney gets their leadoff man on after being hit by a pitch, but they can't do anything with it. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Hastings 2, Carney nothing.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. This week features the award-winning Ford Fusion. It's a 2010 with leather and only 25,000 miles. It books for $20,875, but it's yours for $18,875 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Bottom of the fourth inning, Hastings out on top of top-seeded. Carney runs it tonight. The score is 2-0. Keegan Fitzgerald so far has struck out three. Hastings 5 points bank batters. He has walked only one and he's hit a batter. Hastings with three base hits. Now Hastings 5 points. We'll have the bottom of the third, bottom third of the order coming up here with Reimer leading things off here in the inning. And his first pitch he sends foul down the right field side. Will Reimer reached on a baseline ball back there in inning number two. Batting average to start today is sitting at 301. Hastings is a team at 286 on the season now. Keegan Fitzgerald winds and delivers to the plate. There's a ball poked toward right field. Coming on, and making the catch out there is Lundgren. So the right fielder, Caleb Lundgren, makes the catch out there for the first out of the inning. That brings up Mason Spilnick next. Spilnick laid down his sacrifice in the second inning of play. Batting average at 229 in the season. Batting in the number eight position here for Hastings 5 points. Hastings scored two runs on three base hits in the first inning of play. In fact, the first three guys that Keegan Fitzgerald saw in the first inning all reached base safely on singles. Since then, Hastings has been shut out. They're playing tremendous defense on the other side, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Hastings out on top if Carney runs it tonight. First pitch to Spilnick is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Fitzgerald gets a sign from Kowalski. The pitch is swung out and missed. A fastball there. It's now one ball and one strike to Mason Spilnick. 22 base hits and 96 trips to the plate. Five base on balls so far for Spilnick this year. He has struck out 15 times. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that just misses outside. So the count now on Spilnick is a two balls and one strike. Jonas Schultz is scheduled up there next for Hastings. There's the ball hit towards short. Schreiner has got it. He scoops it up. Goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And Spilnick is retired in the play. Two up, two down for Hastings here in the fourth. And that's going to bring up Jonas Schultz next. Schultz, he struck out back there in inning number two. One of the three strikeouts that Keegan Fitzgerald has recorded so far in this ballgame. Jonas now 0 for 1 in this contest. 258 batting average on the season. As he stumps up there for the second time tonight. Jonas Schultz waiting for the pitch here from Keegan Fitzgerald. And here it is. It's on the way. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be up around the shoulders outside the strike zone. One ball and no strikes here to Jonas Schultz. 17 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. He's got 11 walks and he's got 15 strikeouts so far this year. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. And it's now two balls and no strikes. Schultz has got three doubles to his credit so far this year. For his extra base hits, he's driven home nine runs. There's a slow roller out to Yoakum at third. His throw across the diamond is going to be low, but it's scooped out of the dirt there by Worth, and the inning is over. Hastings goes down in order for the first time here tonight, here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score. Hastings 2, Kearney nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. If Hastings is able to qualify for the state tournament here this weekend, we'll have the action next weekend. Whether it be in Kearney or in Omaha, we'll have the action here on 1230 KHS as we follow the Hastings Five Points Bank American Legion baseball team all the way to the finish line here for this 2012 season. Trey Anderson comes up here to lead off the Kearney Runza fifth inning. Anderson is already 2-for-2 on the night tonight. In fact, he's seen the three pitches from Xander Schmidt. He's got two base hits. So Trey Anderson comes up there for the third time here in the fifth inning, and here's the first pitch to him. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count to Trey Anderson. A 4.58 batting average to start this ball game tonight. He pops up this one. It's going to stay in the infield. First baseman Bender calls for it and makes the catch right on the foul line. So Trey Anderson sees two pitches that time from Xander. He pops up the second pitch and is caught there by the first baseman for Hastings, Ryan Bender. So Trey Anderson for the first time tonight is retired. He heads back to the first base dugout. And that's going to bring up Drew Butler next. Butler laid down a sacrifice in the first inning, and he grounded out in inning number three. His batting average to start the day was at 286. Xander Schmidt has struck out one so far. For Hastings, 5 points back, he has walked three. He's given up three base hits, and he's got a 2-0 lead here. And here comes the pitch to Drew Butler. He's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one to the lefty and Butler. 36 for 126 for Butler as he hits that one down in line in left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Fielded out there by Matt Karloff. He picks it up, rounding the bag at first on his way to second base. Is Butler. Here comes the throw in, a stand-up double. Drew Butler gets a double down the line in left field there for Kearney Runza. This is an explosive team. You can't rest on a 2-0 lead. And Drew Butler sends that one out to left field for a base hit. And now Kearney Runza has got a man on in scoring position at second base. And Anthony Pacheco comes up there next. So Drew Butler gets a base hit here. That's the seventh double of the season for Butler. Now Pacheco comes up there next. Pacheco with a .500 batting average for Kearney Runza. He has walked twice so far tonight. He takes the pitch there for a strike right at the knees on the outside corner, nothing and one. Anthony Pacheco has got 74 base hits and 148 trips to the plate, 20 doubles, 5 triples, no home runs. He's driven home 49 runs here for Kearney this year. He has scored 59 himself. Next pitch is going to be behind Pacheco. And Pat Opperman had to leap out to the grab that one. Got away from Xander in the count at 1-1. Pacheco has walked 30 times so far this year. He has struck out 12 times. Runner is on at second base after the double by Drew Butler. One man out for Kearney here in the fifth inning of play. Xander looks toward the bag at second. Offers one to the plate. It's going to be down low. Now the ball gets away from Opperman. It comes squirking over here to the third base side. And running down to third base in the play is going to be Butler. That time, Opperman could not dig it out of the dirt there. It comes trickling over here to the third base side. Picked up there by Opperman right in front of the Hastings dugout. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Butler. So now Anthony Pacheco with a chance to drive home the first run of the ball game for Kearney here in the fifth. Here's the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now two balls and one strike. Or actually, three balls and one strike to Anthony Pacheco. Derek Schreiner would be next. Xander working from the full windup. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nice pitch there. And the count is now full to Anthony Pacheco. One man out for Kearney here in the fifth inning. With a runner down here at third base, here comes the next pitch outside for a ball, and he walks him. So now Kearney has got runners on at first and third base. Fourth walk of the ball game given up by Xander Schmidt. Steve Ellingworth is at top, to the top rung of the bleachers. Not the bleachers, but the dugout here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Not going to make a trip out to the mound yet. Xander working in some trouble now in the fifth inning. Derek Schreiner comes up there next. Schreiner with a 404 batting average. He flew out to center field his last time up there. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Now the runner goes from first base down there at second. They have got him. Nice throw by Opperman. The pitch was actually down low. Pacheco was slow getting off of the bag at first. And Pat Opperman nails him down there at second base attempting to steal. So that's the second out of the inning now. Opperman does a good job getting that one out of the dirt, and he lofts it down to second base. It was in time to catch Anthony Pacheco attempting to steal. Runner is still on at third base. Schreiner has a count on him of one ball and no strikes. There's a ground ball towards short. Picked up there by Reimer. Then he falls down. Ball is loose, and everybody's going to be safe. Derek Schreiner is going to get a board. That's going to score a run. It's now a 2-1 ball game in favor of Hastings Five Points Bank. A hard hit ball to the shortstop, Will Reimer. He knocks it down and he falls down in the skin portion of the infield and cannot make the throw over to first base. That's going to be the first error of the ball game, chalked up on the defense of Hastings Five Points Bank. So an error on Reimer at shortstop allows a run to come in to score as Butler comes and taps the plate for the first run of the ball game for Kearney. It's now a 2-1 ball game. Kearney has got a base runner on at first base. That's going to bring up Grady Kowalski next, the catcher. Kowalski with a 357 batting average so far this year. A walk and a ground out so far in this ball game. He's 0-1. As he takes a strike here on the outside corner, nothing and one to Grady Kowalski. Kowalski has got 46 base hits and 129 trips to the plate. Seven doubles, no triples, a team high four home runs. 40 RBIs for Kowalski this year. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Kowalski with 23 walks, and he's got 22 strikeouts this year. And here comes the 1-1 pitch now from Xander Schmidt after he checks the runner at first base. That ball's going to be hit to Reimer at shortstop. He scoops it up, goes to second base, and the inning is over. They get the force out to Derek Schreiner at second base there, and the inning is over. But Kearney comes up with one run in the inning. One run on one base hit. That double there by Drew Butler. One error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Hastings 2, Kearney 1.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hastings out on top of Kearney Runza by the score of 2-0. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. First ball game this evening. Scott's Bluff knocked off North Platte by a score of 5-4. Scotts Bluff scoring the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Joe Moran led off the inning with a triple to right field. Next batter, it was a sacrifice fly to left field, and that scored to Moran for the winning run. So Scotts Bluff knocks off North Platte by a score of 5-4. Scotts Bluff with 5 runs, 9 base hits. They committed 4 errors in the ball game. North Platte with 4 runs, 6 base hits, 1 error. So Scotts Bluff will play in the winner's bracket ball game coming up tomorrow at 5 o'clock against the winner of this ball game. North Platte will play in the loser's bracket ball game tomorrow afternoon at 2. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes picked up a win in the juniors tournament tonight. They beat Kearney Post 52 by a score of 9-7. So based on the bracket in this five-team affair, Hastings will actually have a day off tomorrow. They won't play again until Sunday night at 8:30. Actually, Sunday night at 8 o'clock in the semifinals of that tournament. Hastings 5 points back out on top of Kearney. Runs in. The score is 2-1. Coming to the plate for Hastings, we'll have the top of the order here with Xander Schmidt, Graham Schneider, and Pat Opperman. Schmidt is 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. A single in the first inning of play, struck out in the second. He comes up there for the third time here in this fifth inning of play. Xander getting the job done on the mound tonight for Hastings. We'll see if he can carry the bat here in the fifth inning. Nothing and one is the count to Xander. Here comes the next one. It's going to be popped up. First base side is going to get out of play. So no balls and 2 strikes to Xander Schmidt. Fifth meeting of the season between Hastings and Kearney this year. Last game we played was the closest. That was a 4-3 Kearney win in 8 innings. The Kearney has scored 14, 13, 6, and 4 runs against Hastings in the 4 games so far this year. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Gets away from the catcher, Grady Kowalski, here for Kearney. Back to the screen. Xander leans in there. He wanted to pull the trigger, but wisely enough, keeps it on his shoulder here. 1-2 to Xander Schmidt. No changes defensively for Kearney. Worth is still at first base. Anderson at second. Schreiner at shortstop, and Yoakum is over there at third base. Butler out in left field. Pacheco out in center. Lundgren is out in right field. 1-2 here to Xander Schmidt. Here's the wind of the pitch by Keegan Fitzgerald. Another pitch is going to be outside, and again, Xander thought about that one and passed it up. Count is at 2-2. Slight breeze blowing here at Duncan tonight, blowing in on the hitters. Temperature now in the 80s as we play in the fifth inning. Keegan Fitzgerald with a count of 2-2. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. Now the count is at 3-2 to Xander Schmidt. Xander with a .345 batting average to start the day. He has struck out 27 times so far this year. He's walked only 7 times. He's got a full count now at 3-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. It gets by the catcher, Kowalski. Back to the screen and running down to first base on the play is going to be Xander Schmidt. So officially a strikeout there by Keegan Fitzgerald, and the ball is dropped on the third strike by Kowalski. They come all the way back to the screen to retrieve it, and Xander Schmidt gets a board at first base. So officially that's going to be a strikeout there for Keegan Fitzgerald and a dropped third strike. Xander Schmidt is aboard at first base now as Graham Schneider comes to the plate next. So Hastings again gets their leadoff man on here in this fifth inning. They got a 2-1 lead. Now they try to lay down a punt here with Graham Schneider, and he fouls it away. So Xander Schmidt gets aboard here for Hastings. Xander's got 5 stolen bases so far this year. Hastings with 40 stolen bases on the year. Xander's got 5 of those. He's your base runner at first base. Graham Schneider is your batter here, and there's a throw to first base. That's not going to be in time. Keegan Fitzgerald had a couple of strikeouts in the second inning of play. He had one in the third. In fact, he had 2 in the third inning of play. That was his 5th strikeout. There goes the runner at first base. Down there at second, there's the throw. It's going to be in time. Nice throw that time by Grady Kowalski, and they get to Xander Schmidt by a mile down there. So after receiving a free pass on the strikeout and the drop ball from the catcher on the third strike, he is erased on the base pads attempting to steal down there at second base. And Graham Schneider is now looking at a count of 1-1 here at the plate. So now there's one man out. Good throw there by Grady Kowalski, the catcher for Kearney Runza. Snyder looking at count of one ball and one strike here from the left-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. It's an inside fastball and a swing and a miss. That should have been 1-2, and now he strikes out of the ballgame. So a strikeout there, the sixth strikeout of the ball game for Keegan Fitzgerald. And Pat Opperman comes up there next. So six strikeouts for Keegan Fitzgerald. This is going to be Pat Opperman coming up there next. Opperman takes a whack at that one. It's going to be fouled on the first base side, out of play. Fitzgerald has hit a man. And he has walked only one guy here in the ballgame. Hastings has gotten to him with three base hits. That's been enough. All three hits in the first inning of play. Since then, nothing. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. Hastings has not recorded a base hit since inning number one. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. It is now two balls and one strike to Pat Opperman. Hastings had a base runner with a walk in the second inning of play. Reached out an error in the third and also had a hit batter in the third inning. Went down in order in the fourth. There's a tapper out in front of the plate. Fielded there by the pitcher to throw the first base. It's going to be in time. And Hastings for the second straight inning goes down in order here as Opperman is retired in the play from Fitzgerald, the pitcher, to Logan Worth, the first baseman. So Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to inning number six. With a score, Hastings 2, Kearney 1.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings with the lead over Kearney Runza. The score is 2-1. Internet servers here at the ballpark tonight, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, email info at shopglenwood.net, or you can call 866-756-4746. One run, four hits, one error for Kearney. Two runs, three hits, one error for Hastings. All three of those hits again in inning number one. Xander Schmidt comes back out for Hastings to throw here in the sixth inning. This one again is scheduled for nine. In fact, nine innings for the rest of the season here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Mitch Heemstra, Zach Yoakum, and Logan Worth, numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order for Kearney Runza. If they get aboard, we'll see Caleb Lundgren. Hastings scores two runs in the first inning of play. Kearney scored a run in their last inning at the fifth inning. So we'll see what the Kearney Runza seniors can do here against Hastings 5 Points Bank in the sixth. Good ball game tonight between Kearney and Hastings. Fifth time of the season these two teams have played. There's a ball hit toward left field. Matt Karloff looks up and now backs up and he makes the catch. So Heemstra on the first pitch sends that one out to left field. Karloff with the radar screen on there and hauls it in for the first out of this sixth inning of play. That's going to bring up Zach Yoakum next. Yoakum, the number 7 hitter in the batting order. He is 0-2 so far tonight. In fact, these last three guys in the batting order, they're 0-6 so far in the ballgame. As Xander goes to work here on Zach Yoakum, first pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Yoakum 328 on the season for a batting average. Here's a fastball there. It's going to be in there for a strike right across the center portion of the plate. Yoakum now looking at kind of one ball and one strike. He has grounded out once, and he has flown out to right field once. Xander winds and delivers. There's another pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to be just outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Hometown fans want to know where that one was. It just misses the outside portion of the plate. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back out of play into the parking lot at Duncan, and the count is at two balls and two strikes. Kearney is 38-9 in the season. Hastings is at 24-25, but on a six-game winning streak. Here comes the next pitch again, fouled away, out of play. Ball chasers will have double the money there on that one, as it's into the parking lot as well. Two balls, two strikes here to Zach Yoakum. Here's the next pitch, way up high, and now it's 3-2. Zach Yoakum, your batter here for Kearney, runs as they try to get something going. Yoakum has walked 24 times. He has struck out 12 times. There's a ground ball towards short. Reimer has got it there. Picks it up on the hop. Is thrown to first base. That's going to be in time. Right on the money. Zach Yoakum is retired in a play from short to first. Two up, two down here for Kearney in the sixth inning of play. Logan Worth would be next as he comes to the plate. He's 0 for 2. He's blown out twice. Once the shortstop and once the center field. Worth started the day with a batting average of 250. You always got to wonder about teams that have already qualified for the state tournament and their emotion in an area tournament. Kearney has already qualified for the Class A state tournament because they are hosting one of the two sites next weekend at Memorial Field. So no matter what happens here, Kearney will play as their season will move on. They're the top seed here in the area tournament. Getting a challenge here from fourth-seeded Hastings. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike. The second one misses inside. The count is at one ball and one strike. Scott's Bluff was the number two seed. They beat North Platte earlier tonight by a score of 5-4. North Platte, the number three seed here in the area tournament. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike to Logan Worth, the number eight hitter in the batting order. Xander working quickly. He gets a sign from Opperman. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that sails out wide for a ball. So now three balls and one strike. With the exception of the second inning, Kearney has had a base runner in each inning. Here's the next one. It's going to be a fastball, and it misses. So Kearney keeps that streak alive as they send a base runner down there to first base on a walk. And that's going to bring up Caleb Lundgren next. That's going to be the fifth walk of the ball game given up there by Xander Schmidt. Also hit a batter back there in the fourth. So six free passes given up by Xander so far tonight. Caleb Lundgren, the right fielder, comes up there next. He's 0 for 2. He struck out his last time up there. Blew out to right field. His only other chance up there in the second inning. Takes a strike there on the outside corner. Nothing and one. 2 men out for Kearney here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings with a lead over Kearney. Runs it 2-1. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Lundgren. 25 base hits and 84 trips to the plate for Lundgren so far this season. Xander working from the stretch, looks at the base runner at first. He stays put. There's a hard hit ball towards center. Coming over and making the catch on the run is going to be Graham Snyder. Caleb Lundgren will fly out to center field to end the inning. Kearney scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Kearney has now stranded 8 base runners through the first 6 innings of play. We go to the bottom of the 6th with a score. Hastings 2, Kearney 1.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan, Keegan Fitzgerald still out there for Kearney Runza. Why not? He's their ace. Ride him as long as you can, huh? Keegan is currently 10-2 on the season coming in here. Got an ERA of 1.94. Hastings was able to get to him with three base hits in the first inning, and since then he has mowed us down. Hastings has not recorded a base hit since the first. Ryan Bender is going to try his luck now here in the sixth inning of play. Ryan's still looking for his first base hit of the ball game here tonight. Takes a look at that pitch inside and wanted to pull the trigger and did not. Misses. One ball and no strikes. Bender started the day with a batting average of 317. Here comes the next pitch by Fitzgerald. That's going to be a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike here to Ryan Bender. Matt Karloff will bat second. Kyle Goldenstein third here in this inning. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Will Reimer. 2-1 is the score. There's a ball hit toward left field. Drew Butler comes on and he makes the catch for Kearney. Ryan Bender flies out to the left fielder here to begin the sixth inning of play. Matt Karloff comes up there next. Boy, runs have been hard to come by here tonight. Keegan Fitzgerald throwing for Kearney. Xander Schmidt for Hastings. Two teams have combined for only seven base hits in the ball game as we play here in the bottom of the sixth. Karloff so far tonight has been hit by a pitch and he's blown out to right field. He takes a fastball there in there for a strike. Nothing and one. And the winner plays tomorrow night at 5 o'clock against Scott's Bluff. Loser plays at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against North Platte. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards second. Anderson has got it and is throwing to first base in time. That was maybe a harder hit ball than it was, but did not get a whole lot of bat on that ball as Karloff is going to be thrown out of the play from second to first. Anderson to Logan Worth, and that's going to bring up Kyle Goldenstein next. Goldenstein is 0-2 so far tonight. Goldenstein has flown out to center field, and he has struck out once. Six strikeouts in the ball game so far for Keegan Fitzgerald. He winds and delivers there. The ball is going to be outside. One ball and no strikes. Will Reimer is next. Goldenstein started the day with a batting average of 325. Stumps in there from the right-hand side. Fitzgerald again in his full windup. Here's a swing and a miss. There's now one ball and one strike on Goldenstein. Kyle so far this year with 41 base hits and 126 trips to the plate. He has walked eight times. He has struck out 24 times. Keegan Fitzgerald winds again, throws under the plate. That's going to be outside. Just misses. Kowalski sends it back to the pitcher's mound here. And the count is at two balls and one strike. Hastings leading Kearney 2-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Next pitch is swung on and missed. It is now two balls and two strikes. Kearney, a dangerous team, and you just feel uncomfortable here with just a one-run lead at 2-1. Kearney can strike in a hurry, and Fitzgerald looks like he's getting stronger as the night progresses. There's a swing and a miss. He strikes him out, and Hastings goes down in order. That's the eighth strikeout of the ball game for Fitzgerald now. Hastings with no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score. Hastings 2, Kearney 1.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, you're listening to the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings with two runs in the first inning. They've been held up so far. Two runs for Hastings in the first. Kearney scores one run in the fifth. And that's the way we stand here. 2-1 is the score. Kearney runs a trailing Hastings 5 points bank. Kearney now batting here in the seventh inning of play. And we have got the top of the order coming up here. Looking out, some big sticks now to face Xander Schmidt, who stays out there for Hastings. Xander went seven innings the last time we faced Kearney Runza. That was in a 3-3 ball game, and then he was replaced in the eighth by Ryan Bender. There's a ball that's going to be poked down the right field line. It's going to be in foul territory. So nothing and one to Trey Anderson. Yeah, Hastings played Kearney to a 3-3 ball game through seven innings the last time these two teams played. Kearney scores a run in the eighth inning to win it 4-3. Ryan Bender was a losing pitcher in that ball game after Xander worked the first seven. So Xander getting a second chance at Kearney here tonight. He's got a 2-1 lead now here in the seventh inning of play. Anderson hits that ball on the left side. That's going to be in there for a base hit. Right on by the third baseman, Schultz, and the shortstop, Will Reimer. So for the third time tonight, Trey Anderson gets a base hit. He is now 3 out of 4 for Kearney in this ball game as he singles through the infield there between Schultz and Reimer, picked up out there by Karloff, the left fielder. So Kearney again has got a base runner on here in the seventh inning. Kearney has stranded 8 base runners here in this ballgame, including 3 in the first inning. They've scored only 1 run. Drew Butler comes up there next. He's a lefty. Had a double his last time up there and scored the only run in the ballgame for Kearney. This top third of the order is very dangerous. Now he squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a strike. Inside, and the count is at no balls and one strike. Your base runner is Anderson down there at first. Anderson so far this year has got 12 stolen bases. His team has got 30 for the season. Anderson very dangerous down there at the bag at first. Takes a good lead down there. Ryan Bender will hold him on. Nothing and one is the count. Again, they square around the bunt here at the plate. It's going to be fouled away. Gets a piece of that one, but fouls it away. And Butler is now behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. We'll see if Kearney head coach Brad Archer will let Butler attempt to bunt again with two strikes. 2-1 is the score. Hastings protecting a one-run lead here in the seventh inning. Butler takes a look at Coach Archer down in the third base box. Xander working from the stretch, and there's a throw over to first base. It's not in time, kind of a token throw. And back in there is going to be Trey Anderson. Nothing in two here at the plate. Anthony Pacheco would be next, and then the dangerous Derek Schreiner. Here's the next pitch. It's hammered to a second base. Spilnick grabs the ball. He goes over to second base for one. Over to first base. That's not going to be in time. So they get Trey Anderson down there at second. The relay throw from the shortstop, Will Reimer, was not in time. So there's one man out. Drew Butler gets aboard here at first base. But now one man out. Anthony Pacheco coming up there next. Pacheco, so far tonight, has walked 3 times. So the night with a batting average of .500. Still not with an official at-bat here in this ball game. 3 walks. Probably the safest way to pitch around this guy. .500 is his batting average. It takes another ball that's going to be inside. 1-0 the count here. Pacheco with 74 base hits and 148 trips to the plate. Where's number 3 in that navy blue uniform here? There's a left-hander, hits that one right on by the first baseman, Bender, as the ball goes bouncing off of his glove, and everybody's going to be safe. Hard hit ball to Bender right at first base. He couldn't control it. It goes off of his glove over here in the foul territory, but a fair ball there, and Anthony Pacheco gets aboard for Kearney Runza. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the first baseman for Hastings, Ryan Bender. So now Kearney Runza has got runners on at first and second base here in the seventh inning of play. An error chalked up there on Bender. Derek Schreiner comes to the plate next. Schreiner is 0-for-3 so far tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice. Flew out to center, and he's reached on an error. Comes up there with one man out here in the seventh inning of play. The pitch to him is going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Xander has went all the way here for Hastings so far. The pitcher, pitching coach, Dave Illingworth up there on the top rung of the stands down there, top rung of the dugout. Ball gets away here from Pat Opperman, and running to third base and second base, respectively, is Butler and Pacheco. Ball got away there from the catcher, Pat Opperman, as the pitch came inside on the right-handed hitter, Derek Schreiner. So now Carney runs a threatening here in the top half of the seventh inning, a 2-1 ball game. Carney with one man out, and runners are on at second and third base with Derek Schreiner to the plate. Xander winds and delivers. Here's the pitch to the plate. The ball is going to be hit hard right over the shortstop's head. Reimer. Ball is into left center field. It gets away from everybody. One run scores. Here comes the second one in the plate. The ball finally picked up by Schneider out there in center field, and pulling up at second base with a double is going to be Derek Schreiner. Schreiner, a two-run double here in the seventh inning of play, and bam, just like that, Carney has got the lead. 3-2 is the score. A double right over the head of the shortstop, Will Reimer, and then the ball mishandled out there. Pulling up at second base with a double is going to be Derek Schreiner. He scores two runs. And now Carney has got the lead, 3-2. His offense has been sleeping most of the night, but all of a sudden you've woken the sleeping bear, so to speak, here in the seventh. They've played it two runs, and they've got the lead now over Hastings, 3-2. Still only one man out. Grady Kowalski comes to the plate next. So how long will we see Xander Schmidt here? Grady Kowalski, he has walked, he has grounded out, and reached on a fielder's choice here in this baseball game. He's 0-2 officially. Pitch comes inside, a fastball that misses. And the count is at 1-0. Man is on at second base. That is Derek Schreiner. Kowalski comes up there. He started the day with a batting average of .357. Xander working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at first base. Here's the pitch to the plate. That ball's going to be hit hard to left field. Curving, and it's going to be in foul territory. A long strike on Grady Kowalski as he sends that one out to left field. But fortunately enough for Hastings, it's in foul territory. The count goes to 1-2. Winner plays tomorrow night at 5 o'clock against Scotts Bluff. The loser plays in the elimination ball game at 2 o'clock against North Platte. Hastings went 0-2 in the area tournament last year. Now they find themselves trailing here 3-2 to Carney Runza. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away here at the plate. Count remains at 1-2. You're listening to the Area 7 baseball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Good ball game. Hastings scores two runs in the first inning. They've been shut out since. Carney with a run in the fifth and two in the seventh. They've got the lead now 3-2. Kowalski hits that one right to Spilnick at second base. He scoops it up and goes to first. That's going to be in time. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Schreiner. So Kowalski is retired on the play from second to first. Now there's two men out for Carney. And that's going to bring up Mitch Heemstra next. He's the designated hitter. Heemstra was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning of play, the only time he's been on the base pads here tonight. Mitch Heemstra with a batting average to start the night at .409. Carney is now out hit Hastings here in this ball game, 6-3. Hastings 5 points with a couple of errors in the ball game. Carney has committed one. The pitch on Heemstra is going to be inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Here comes the next one from Xander. It's going to be a breaking pitch that just misses. Has 2-0. Heemstra so far this year has been to the plate 110 times. He's got 45 base hits. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. He just gets a little piece of that one. It's 2-1. 34 singles. He's got 9 doubles, a triple, a home run, 29 RBIs. He has scored 35 runs here for Carney. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Xander took a little something off of that one and gets it to go right down the pipe there. So 2-2 and 2 men out as we roll the deuces up on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Runner is down there at third base. That's Derek Schreiner. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. 3-2 now to Heemstra. Heemstra has walked 7 times so far this year. He has struck out 11 times. A big pitch here from Xander Schmidt. Here it comes, and it's going to be fouled back to the screen. Heemstra, for some reason, went chasing after that one way outside the strike zone. And the count remains at 3-2. Zach Yoakum would be next. Hastings 24-25 on the season, trying to upset top-seeded Carney Runza here tonight. Carney enters the area tournament 38-9, one of the better teams in Class A. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That ball is going to be outside the strike zone, and he walks him. So now Carney has got runners on at first and third base. That's going to be the sixth walk of the ball game given up by Xander Smith. So six walks for Xander. He has struck out only one guy. Zach Yoakum comes up there next. He is 0 for 3 in the ball game tonight. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. So how long will head coach Steve Illingworth leave Xander Schmidt out there? All these games are nine-inning affairs, so you can't burn up all your pitchers for one ball game here. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Graham Schneider looks up there. Doesn't have to move far, and he grabs it for the third out. Zach Yoakum flies out to center field, and Graham Schneider makes the catch out there, but Carney comes up with two runs here in the inning. Two runs and only two base hits. One error and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning now with a score. Carney 3, Hastings 2.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future. And compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, seventh inning stretch time here tonight at Duncan Field. Second ball game in this Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Scott's Bluff winning the first ball game tonight over North Platte by a score of 5-4. Hastings has controlled this ball game, but Carney has come back to take the lead now. 3-2 is the score. Carney with the lead over Hastings, 5 points back, but now Hastings trying to scramble back here in this one. They go to the bottom of the seventh inning. We got the bottom third of the order coming up there. Will Reimer, Mason Spilnick, and Jonas Schultz. As Keegan Fitzgerald stays out there for Carney. And the first pitch by Will Reimer is going to be fouled away on the third base side. Nothing in one to Will. A walk and a flyout so far for Reimer in the ballgame. 3-0-1 was his batting average to start the day. Keegan Fitzgerald winds and delivers. There's another pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Hastings has not scored since the first inning. In fact, we have not had a base hit since inning number one. Keegan Fitzgerald has got the job done so far for Carney Runza. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It is now 2 balls and 1 strike. First three guys that Keegan Fitzgerald saw in the bottom half of the first inning all reached base safely with singles. Since then, nothing. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. That is strikeout number 9 in the ball game now for Keegan Fitzgerald. That is 6 guys in a row he has mowed down here. Mason Spilnick comes up there next. Xander Schmidt struck out during that streak. Got on the base paths for Hastings on a dropped third strike by the catcher and then was thrown out at second base. Hastings has not had a man over to third base since, first inning? 1-0 the count here to Mason Spilnick. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's now 1-1. Spilnick so far tonight has laid down his sacrifice and he has grounded out once. Spilnick started the day with a batting average of .229. He's expected to be the starter tomorrow for Hastings in the ball game that we play, either in the elimination ball game or the winner's bracket game tomorrow. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mason playing at second base here tonight. One man out for Hastings in the bottom of the seventh. This one's scheduled for 9 tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Either at 2 or 5 o'clock tomorrow, Hastings will play game number 2 in this tournament. Regardless of which ball game, we'll have it for you on 1230 KHIS. Ball poked to first, and it takes a bad hop over the head of the first baseman, Logan Wirth, into right field, around the bag at first. On his way to second, he's going to be Spilanek. A head first slide down there is not going to be in time. Now they're going to say, what do we have here? They're going to say it was fair, so Mason Spilanek gets aboard here for Hastings. That one was heading down to the first baseman, Logan Wirth, that hit the bag down there at the first base over the head of Logan. They're going to give him a base hit here, so Hastings gets a cheap one there as Mason Spilanek gets a base hit. He's the board at second base. And Jonas Schultz comes up there next. So Hastings has now got the tying run on the base pads here in the seventh inning of play with Schultz, the number 9 hitter, coming to the plate next. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Struck out once, grounded out once. Jonah with a .258 batting average this year. Waits on the pitch here by Keegan Fitzgerald. That's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Earlier tonight in the Juniors Area 7 baseball tournament out at Billwood Field in North Platte, it was Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beating Kearney Post 52 by a score of 9-7. Hastings will play again Sunday night at 8:30 as they earn a day off here in that tournament. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and two. To Jonah Schultz, Xander Schmidt, due up there next for head coach Steve Illingworth and Hastings. One man out here in the seventh inning of play. Fitzgerald now working for the stretch with a base runner on at second. That's Spilanek. Fitzgerald looks that way and throws into play. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes to Jonas Schultz of Hastings. Schultz so far this year, 17 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. Behind in the count now with one ball and two strikes as Keegan comes center of the mound. At the belt, looks at the runner at second, offers one in the plate. The ball's going to be fouled away. First base side. 11 base on balls for Jonas Schultz so far this year. He's got 15 strikeouts. 3 doubles to his credit. He has driven home 9 runs. A base hit here could possibly score the tying run in the seventh inning of play. Hastings trailing by the score 3-2 here in the opening round of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball is going to be poked foul again. First base side. That remains at one ball and two strikes. Schultz with the two strikes on him will have to protect the plate here. Temperature in the 80s here tonight as we enjoy a hot summer night. Winds blowing in from center field a little bit. 5 to 10 miles per hour. Very enjoyable for American Legion Baseball this evening. One ball and two strikes is the count here with one man out. Fitzgerald throws another one to the plate. The ball's hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit into center field. Around the bag at third and getting a stop sign there is going to be Mason Spilanek. So Jonas Schultz, the number 9 hit in the batting order, sends that one right back up through the middle. The pitcher, Keegan Fitzgerald, skips away from that one. I thought maybe Trey Anderson at second base would have a shot at that one as it goes bouncing over the bag at second, but he couldn't get to it. It's finally picked up by Anthony Pacheco, the center fielder. Now Hastings has got runners on at first and third base. We've got only one man out. We've got the top of the order coming up here with Xander Schmidt, the pitcher. Xander so far tonight has struck out twice. He's got a single. That was back in the first inning of play. And he has scored a run. 3-2. Kearney has got the lead, but Hastings threatening again here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch. That ball's hit by the second baseman. He gets his hands on it, but he can't come down with it. And run is going to come in and score. Trey Anderson leaves his feet out there at second base. He got a glove on it, but it goes trickling off of the top of his glove in the right center field. That's going to be a base hit there for Xander Schmidt. Drives home a run. Hastings has come back to tie the ball game now at 3 runs apiece as Spilanek comes in to tap the plate for the third run of the ball game for Hastings. Jonas Schultz moves along to second base in the play. Xander Schmidt is aboard at first. And that's going to bring up Graham Schneider next for Hastings. He has struck out twice, and he has also got a single and a score to run. That was back there in the first. There's the ball hit over the head of the third baseman, Zach Yoakum, into left field, around the bag at third base, and staying put there. Here comes a throw back in there, getting back to the bag at third base. It's going to be Jonas Schultz. So 3 consecutive hits there for Hastings. And now Hastings 5 points back has got the bases loaded here in the seventh inning of play. It's a 3-3 ball game, and we've got only one man out, and Pat Opperman comes to the plate next. Opperman will shed the catching gear here as he comes to the plate. So Hastings, after falling behind 3-2 in the seventh inning, has come back with a run of their own here in the bottom half of the inning. And now Hastings threatening to plate some more runs here. Three consecutive hits after Hastings tied the score. Actually, we've got four base hits in a row. Double from Spilnick, the single by Schultz, single by Schmidt, now the single by Graham Schneider. Pat Opperman comes up there next. Opperman had an RBI single back there in the first inning of play. Grounded out twice since. So all of a sudden, the bats have come alive here in the seventh inning after Hastings went hitless in innings 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Base runners are at first, second, and third here for Hastings in the seventh inning. And now Keegan Fitzgerald works from the stretch. There's a ball hit to the third baseman. He's got it for one as he comes to the plate. Now to throw down to first base. Not in time. A run is going to come in and score. The ball gets away. Here comes a second run to the plate. That one is going to score. On his way to third base on the play is going to be Pat Opperman. So Hastings plating a couple of runs there. As you made an error chalked up there on the Carney runs. So first of all, they got the runner at the plate. That was Jonas Schultz. As a third baseman, Zach Yoakum retires Jonas Schultz at the plate. So that one goes 5-2 for the second out. But then the catcher, Grady Kowalski, throws it down to first base. There's going to be an error chalked up on Carney on that throw. As that one got by the first baseman, Logan Wirth. So Hastings has come back to grab the lead now by a score of 5-3. As both Xander Schmidt and Graham Schneider come around to score for Hastings here in this seventh inning of play. And now Pat Opperman is aboard at first base. And this is Ryan Bender at the plate next for Hastings. And Bender will take a pitch here outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings now with seven base hits, including four here in this inning. Carney has committed an error. Now Hastings has got a 5-3 lead here as they have scored three runs here in the seventh inning of play after falling behind 3-2. Your base runner down there at third base is going to be Opperman with Ryan Bender at the plate. And Bender fouls away this next pitch. So after going hitless for innings 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, Hastings has exploded here with four runs here in the seventh inning against the Kearney ace and Keegan Fitzgerald. Ryan Bender waiting on the pitch here. One ball and two strikes. There's two men out here in the inning. And here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside as the ball gets away momentarily from Kowalski. Mask comes off and he pounces on it down there. No damage done. Two balls and two strikes. So a throwing error by Grady Kowalski trying to double up Hastings on the base pads results in the disaster for Carney. Runs is two runs come in to score on that throwing error from Grady Kowalski. 5-3 is the score. Hastings now leading. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit right to the third baseman, Schreiner. He picks it up. He's got time. He throws it to first base. That's in time, but Hastings has come back to grab the lead. A throwing error by Grady Kowalski results in two runs for Hastings. And Hastings 5 points back has come back to grab the lead. Seven innings in the books. The score, Hastings 5, Kearney 3.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
So we head to the eighth inning of play. We're going to have a new pitcher out there for Hastings. Brandon Panganiban going to come out and trying to finish things off for Hastings 5 points bank. Panganiban, he was used quite a bit here in this six-game winning streak for Hastings. He picked up a win over the Millard Sox during the Johnny Hop tournament last weekend. Brandon also came on to get his save during that stretch in the 7-4 win over Fremont. So he's been out there a couple of times, and now Brandon Panganiban going to try to win her here for Hastings. Panganiban was a losing pitcher back on June the 29th when he lost a 4-3 decision to Lincoln East. So Xander Schmidt going to go seven innings again tonight. Second straight outing, these went to seven innings against Kearney. He gives up the three runs and six base hits in the ball game. Did not strike out a lot of guys. In fact, he had only but one strikeout in the ball game. Had six walks, one strikeout, but his team is out on top here. He'll take that. 5-3 is the score. And now Brandon Panganiban comes out there for Hastings. Panganiban is 2-4 in the season, but he's got four saves. He's thrown 37 in the third innings, giving up 38 hits and 34 runs. 18 of those have been earned. 17 base on balls and 31 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 3.38. So Panganiban comes out there to try to pick up a save here in this ball game. It's a 5-3 decision as Hastings is out on top as they scored three runs in that last inning on four base hits. Kearney with that crucial throwing error from the catcher Grady Kowalski that results in two runs. And now Hastings has got the lead. Logan Worth comes up there for Kearney here in this eighth inning. So Brandon Panganiban now out there for Hastings. Logan Worth, he is 0-2 so far tonight. He's drawn a base on balls. That was in the sixth inning. He's flown out twice. There's a pop fly. It's going to be over here in foul territory. The third baseman, Jonas Schultz, comes over and he can't make the catch. It falls out of his glove. That one should have been caught. So Jonas Schultz can't make the play over there. That's a third base. So new life here for Logan Worth. One ball, one strike here. Kearney batting in the top half of the eighth inning. Hastings has got the lead. The score is 5-3. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. There's a high fly ball again. This one in shallow left field coming on. It's going to be Karloff, and he can't make the play. Ball gets away around the bag at first. On the way to second base is going to be Worth, and he's got a hit first slide down there at second base. Karloff was out there, the left fielder. Jonas Schultz, the third baseman out there. Will Reimer, the shortstop, and it falls between the three. And Logan Worth did not hesitate as he moves around the bag at first. He has a head first slide down there at second base. So Kearney has got their base runner on again here, the lead off the eighth inning. And that's going to bring up Caleb Lundgren next. Lundgren so far in this ball game flew out in the second inning, struck out in the fourth, and flew out in the sixth inning. And now the catcher, Pat Opperman, goes out to have a couple of words with his pitcher, Brandon Panganiban. Brandon has been very good down the stretch here for Hastings 5 points bank, trying to savor here for Hastings in this ball game. They've got a 5-3 lead as they come into the eighth inning. But Kearney has got their leadoff man on now at second base in the form of Logan Worth. Lundgren, a 298 hitter, comes to the plate here for Kearney Runza. Panganiban working from the stretch. They bunt out in front of the plate. Fielded there by Opperman down to first base. That's going to be in time. And moving over to third base on the play is going to be Worth. So Caleb Lundgren is retired in the play. At first base, that moves the base runner long to third. And that's going to bring up Trey Anderson next. This guy has been hard to get out. He's got three singles. And he has flown out once to the first baseman. So he's 3-for-4 here tonight. Trey Anderson with a batting average of .458 to start this ball game. He's going to see Brandon Panganiban for the first time here tonight. And takes a breaking pitch in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Trey Anderson. Two home runs and 32 RBIs so far this year for Trey. 76 hits and 166 trips to the plate. He swings and misses there. Big pitch by Panganiban. Now Trey Anderson is behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. 10 walks, 19 strikeouts for Anderson so far this year. He is behind in the count here at no balls and two strikes. Panganiban working from the stretch with the base runner out at third. Here's the pitch to the plate. That ball's going to be hit to the right side. Bender has got it. He runs over. Now he's going to throw it to the plate, and everybody's going to be safe. Bender, a little indecision over there at first base, and everybody's going to be safe. He kind of come over and touch the bag at first for the easy out over there, and then out of the corner of his eye, he saw the base runner coming from third base. At the last second, decided to throw it to the plate. That was not in time. So scoring on the play is going to be Logan Worth. And now it's a 5-4 ball game in favor of Hastings. Trey Anderson is going to be safe down there at first base. So Trey Anderson gets aboard again. So runners on at first now with one man out as Drew Butler comes to the plate next. Well, he's got to be on your toes for the entire duration of the ball game. Connie runs it, can hurt you in so many ways. A mental mistake there by the first baseman, Ryan Bender, could have the out at first base, but last second throws it to the plate to try to chop down Logan Worth and did not make the play there, so everybody is safe. Run comes in to score to make it a 5-4 ball game now in favor of Hastings. Drew Butler takes another pitch inside. Two balls and no strikes now. 2-0 the count here to Butler. He's the second man in the batting order. Anthony Pacheco would be next, and then Derek Schreiner. A couple of tough guys here in the batting order. Where Connie runs it. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. That one gets back to the screen and running down to second base on the play is going to be Anderson. So that one gets by Pat Opperman, the catcher. Running down to second base is going to be Anderson. So now Connie has got the tying run in scoring position at second base. Hastings let their last game slip away that they played with Connie Runza and lost in extra innings. Here's the next pitch. He's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So now Connie's got runners on at first and second base, and now the pitching coach is going to come out. David Illingworth going to have a little chat here with Brandon Panganiban. So the first walk there given up by Panganiban since he came on in relief. As Illingworth pulls his entire infield in now to have a little conversation, get the guys settled back down here. Hastings is playing a pretty good ball game, but boy, some mental errors here down the stretch. It's kept Carney in this ball game. 5-4 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Trey Anderson is running at second base. He took the opportunity to come over and talk with his head coach down there in the third base coaching box. That's Brant Archer. And now we are set to go with runners on at first and second base. Panganiban stays out there for Hastings 5 points bank. Anthony Pacheco comes to the plate next. He has walked four times. Actually, he has walked three times. Has reached on an error and has scored a run here in the ballgame. He comes up there for the fifth time here tonight in the eighth inning. Runners on at first and second base. Butler is on at first and Trey Anderson is on at second. There's a pitch, a big swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Pacheco. A 500 hitter here. 74 base hits and 148 trips to the plate. 20 doubles, 5 triples, no home runs. 49 RBIs as he comes into this ball game tonight. He has scored 59 runs himself. Here's the next pitch. Did he come inside and hit him? Yep. Hit batter. And now Carney has got the bases loaded. So Pacheco is hit by a pitch. That one just breezes by the uniform and evidently caught a little piece of that navy blue uniform. Home plate umpire awards him first base. So a hit batter, a walk, an error. A couple of base hits for Connie runs in. Now they got the bases loaded and a run in here in this eighth inning of play. Hastings with a lead 5-4 in the eighth inning. Derek Schreiner comes up there next. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. Schreiner has got a 404 batting average. He's been on the base pads once so far tonight. Out of base hit, a two-run double in that seventh inning. Reached on an error in the fifth. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. He pops this one up. He's going to stay in the infield. That's going to be grabbed here by Reimer, the shortstop, for the second out. So Reimer grabs that one for the second out of the inning. And now Grady Kowalski comes up there next. Kearney had the bases loaded way back there in the first inning and did not score. Now Kearney has got the bases loaded again, threatening to reclaim the lead here in the eighth inning. 5-4 is the score here in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Fourth-seeded Hastings out on top of top-seeded Kearney tonight. Back and even works from the stretch. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Right at the knees on Grady Kowalski. Kowalski with a .357 batting average this year. He has walked. He has grounded out. He's 0-for-3 here tonight with one walk. Here comes the next pitch. The ball is going to be hit down the left field line. It's going to curve into foul territory. So now Panganiban is ahead on the count here at no balls and two strikes. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes picking up a win tonight in the Juniors Area 7 Baseball Tournament out of Billwood Field in North Platte. Beating Kearney Post 52 tonight by a score of 9-7. Hastings will play at 8 o'clock on Sunday, off Saturday off. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and that one just misses. About letter high, but outside. The count is sitting at 1-2. Because of the five-team Juniors Tournament out there in North Platte, Hastings gets a break, and they will have to play tomorrow, their next game on Sunday. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball is going to be poked. On the left side, charging Schultz could be a problem. He grabs it. He throws it to first base. Not in time, and Kearney scores a run to tie things up. Kowalski just got a little piece of that one. It goes trickling out here in the grassy portion of the infield. Jonas Schultz comes charging from third base to grab it, and then he had to get it over to first base, and that was not in time. That's going to be an infield single that produces a run as Grady Kowalski gets a cheap single here to tie up the ball game. It is now a 5-5 ball game. Kearney has now got the bases loaded again. And coming to the plate next is going to be Mitch Heemstra. Heemstra had a walk his last time up there. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Flew out to left field in the sixth. And did not do anything in the first inning as well as he grounded out there. But he comes up there now in the eighth inning of play. There's a ball hit to center field. Graham Schneider comes on. Schneider makes a leaping catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes, he did. Nice play out there in center field by Graham Schneider to end the inning. A diving catch made out there, and he hangs on to it to be some umpire out there to make the signal as Heemstra flies out to center field to end the inning. But Kearney's come back to tie things up. We head to the bottom of the eighth now with a score. Hastings 5 and Kearney 5.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Good ball game brewing here tonight in the opening round of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Four-seeded Hastings and top-seeded Kearney tied up at 5 runs apiece as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Keegan Fitzgerald is going to come out and throw again for Kearney. He just seems to be getting stronger and stronger. He's got 9 strikeouts in the ball game, but Hastings got to him with 3 runs in the seventh inning. Hastings has scored 2 runs in the first, and they got 3 runs in the seventh inning of play. Kearney scored 1 run in the fifth. They had 2 in the seventh and 2 in the eighth. Kearney has left 13 base runners in the ball game here tonight. So Brandon Panganiban is going to come to the plate next. So Panganiban comes to the plate in this sixth or eighth inning of play. Panganiban coming on in the last half of an inning there to relieve the starting pitcher for Hastings, Xander Schmidt. So Panganiban up there for the first time here tonight, a batting average of 200. As he sends this one foul on the first base side. Panganiban falls behind it, no balls and one strike. So Brandon Panganiban up there for the first time tonight, 17 base hits and 85 trips to the plate so far this season. He has walked six times and he has struck out 19 times this year for Hastings. The next pitch by Keegan Fitzgerald is going to be outside the strike zone, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. The winner will play tomorrow afternoon. Actually, tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock against Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff picked up a win over North Platte earlier tonight by a score of 5-4. Loser plays at 2 o'clock against North Platte in the elimination ball game. No matter what Hastings does here, we'll have the action for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again on the first base side. Panganiban now falls behind on the count at one ball and two strikes. Actually, two balls and two strikes should be the count. Two and two the count to Panganiban. Goldenstein would be next, and we'll see Will Reimer. Hastings batting here in the bottom of the eighth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 tonight, but we're tied up at 5 runs apiece. Here comes the next pitch by Fitzgerald. That one misses outside. And it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Panganiban has struck out 19 times so far this year. He has walked 6 times. 17 base hits on the year for Brandon Panganiban. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. This ball is going to be hit to second base. Anderson has got it. Easy throw to first base. That's going to be in time. And Panganiban is retired in the play from second to first. Kyle Goldenstein comes up there next. Goldenstein struck out twice, and he has flown out to center field so far in his 3 at-bats. So the night with a batting average of .325. Keegan Fitzgerald continues to throw out there for Kearney. And the pitch to the plate is going to be outside and down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 10-2. Fitzgerald has a record on the mound here for Kearney. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and foul tap. So Kyle Goldenstein is behind on the count of one ball and two strikes. You're listening to coverage of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 1-2 pitch here for Keegan Fitzgerald to Goldenstein. That's going to be swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike. Kowalski throws it down to first base, and that's going to be in time. Kowalski has had his moments there behind the plate as he threw it down to first base there in the last inning, and it went errant. It produced 2 runs for Hastings, but Goldenstein strikes out here. That's going to be strikeout number 10 in the ball game for Keegan Fitzgerald. And coming to the plate next for Hastings is going to be Will Reimer. Reimer so far tonight, he's hitless in the ball game. He reached on a walk back there in the second. Flew out to right field in the fourth inning of play and struck out in the seventh. Takes a ball here, 1-0. Next pitch by Keegan Fitzgerald is going to be up high for a ball, 2-0. Hastings 5 and Kearney 5. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning here tonight at Duncan Field. Keegan Fitzgerald continues to throw for Kearney, runs in. That pitch comes inside and beans Reimer right on the left arm. And Will Reimer heads down to first base, being hit by a pitch here by Keegan Fitzgerald. That's the second hit batter that Fitzgerald is being in this ball game tonight. Now the lead run is down there at first base as Mason Spilnick comes up there next. Spilnick is a second baseman. He's laid down a sacrifice. Got it out in the fourth inning of play, and then had a big base hit in the seventh as he had a double and came around to score one of the 3 runs for Hastings. Hastings 5 points with a couple of men out here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. There's the ball hit to the right side. It's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. Around the bag at second, and staying put right there is going to be Will Reimer. So a base hit by Mason Spilnick for Hastings in the number 8 position in the batting order. The second base hit of the ball game for Spilnick. And that's going to bring up Jonas Schultz next. Schultz had a big base hit, and that's a last inning as well. Got aboard. He struck out once tonight. He has grounded out once. The lead run for Hastings is now at second base in the form of Will Reimer. Well, with some good speed out there. A little poke here by Jonas Schultz would give Hastings the lead. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner right at the knees. Some boos and ahs here from the hometown folks right at the knees on Jonas Schultz, and he falls behind it. No balls and one strike. Donnie not holding the base runners on at either first or second base with two men out here in the inning. Here comes the next pitch by Fitzgerald. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for another strike. And Jonas Schultz falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. Schultz has walked 11 times so far this year. He has struck out 15 times. He's behind in the count here. No balls and two strikes in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and a foul tap. Just got a little piece of that one as that one goes trickling over to the third base dugout. So Jonas Schultz remains in there. No balls and two strikes. Schultz on the year has got 17 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. Need a big one right here with runners on at first and second base in a tie ball game. Keegan Fitzgerald works from the stretch, comes center of the mound at the belt, throws under the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball, a fastball. That misses. Good eye there by Jonas Schultz, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. One and two the count. Reimer getting a good lead down there at second base. Fitzgerald looking in for the sign from his catcher, Grady Kowalski. He's got it. Fitzgerald looks towards second, offers another one to the plate. Breaking pitch is going to be hit to the left side. Just in there through a base hit. Butler picks it out in left field. Around the bag at third. Reimer coming home. Here comes the throw in. Reimer gets there. Hastings has the lead. The throw comes in from the left fielder, Drew Butler, but Reimer has got some good speed out there. No hesitation as he moves around third base on the play. He comes in to score. Jonas Schultz, an unlikely hero so far as he drives home the lead run here in the eighth inning out of the number nine position in the batting order as Reimer scores. And now it's a 6-5 ball game in favor of Hastings. And now the head coach for Kearney is going to come out. Kearney runs it. Brad Archer is going to come out and talk with his ball club here. Kearney has lost only, They've lost only nine games all season long. Now we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Kearney. Hastings has the lead. We'll take a break. We're in the eighth inning. The score, Hastings 6, Kearney 5.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here, it's Duncan Field. Grady Kowalski, the catcher, is going to come on and throw now for Kearney with two men out here in the eighth inning of play. And moving behind the plate is going to be Zach Yoakum. Zach Yoakum will move from third base to catcher. And Keegan Fitzgerald moves from pitcher to third base. So Keegan Fitzgerald, he will go 7 2/3 innings here tonight. He's going to give up six runs and nine hits from Hastings. Fitzgerald, he had a fairly decent night here tonight, but maybe not up to his standards. He struck out 10 batters in the ball game. He hit two. And Fitzgerald had only I believe one base on balls. We'll double check that. As Grady Kowalski takes his warm-up tosses here in this eighth inning of play. Hastings has come back here twice in the ball game, and now they've got the lead. So the numbers are complete for Keegan Fitzgerald. Although the runners on base right now would be charged to his statistics if they get home. Fitzgerald goes 7 2/3, 6 runs, 9 hits, 10 strikeouts, 2 hit batters, and 1 walk. Now Grady Kowalski comes on here in the eighth inning of play, with Kearney trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-5. Kowalski has thrown 57 and a third innings for Kearney this year. His record is 8 wins and 1 loss. He's got no saves. He's given up 52 hits, 29 runs, 24 of those have been earned, 22 base on balls, 40 strikeouts, 2.93 is his earned run average. So now Grady Kowalski is on the mound. Zach Yoakum is behind the plate. Logan Worth at first. Trey Anderson at second. Derek Schreiner at shortstop. Keegan Fitzgerald at third base. The outfield stays the same with Butler out in left. Anthony Pacheco in center and Caleb Lundgren out in right field. Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base here. With one run in, Jonas Schultz driving home the lead run here in the eighth inning of play. And now Xander Schmidt comes up there next. Xander's now the DH after pitching the first 7 innings for Hastings. Go check that. He might be playing out in left field. I think that's the case. Xander Schmidt now playing in the left field for Hastings after being relieved there in that last inning. He takes a pitch down low here. 1-0. So Xander Schmidt up there for Hastings in the eighth inning with runners on at first and second base. There's a ball lifted to the outfield. Pacheco comes over, but the right fielder is going to make the play. That's Lundgren, and the inning is over. So on one pitch, Grady Kowalski gets Kearney runs out of the inning as Schmidt will fly out to right field to end the inning, but Hastings scores the all-important run there in the bottom of the eighth inning. Final at-bat here for Kearney runs in the top half of the ninth. The score, after 8 innings, it's Hastings 6, Kearney 5.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here at Duncan Field as we head to the ninth inning of play. Hastings out on top of Kearney by a score of 6-5. This would be huge for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Actually would put Hastings into one of the state tournaments next week in Class A. No matter what they do the rest of the way, Hastings needing basically just a win, but this one would be huge over the top-seeded Kearney Runza squad. Kearney has lost only 9 times so far this season. They are 38-9. Brandon Paganiban going to come out there and try to save the day for Hastings. Jonas Schultz, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, with an RBI single in the bottom of the 8th inning to drive home Will Reimer for the lead run. It's a 6-5. There's a ball that's going to be hit to right field, and the first out is recorded as Kyle Goldenstein grabs that one. Logan Worth comes up there next. That was Zach Yoakum who flies out to right field to begin the ninth inning. Logan Worth comes up there next. We're in the bottom of the third of the order, and Hastings has had a pretty good success with this trio down here. There's a strike delivered up by Brandon Paganiban. No balls and one strike. Coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Hastings trying to upset top-seeded Kearney Runza here in the A7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Down to the final 2 outs here in the ninth inning. 6-5 is the score. Hastings has out hit Kearney tonight 9-8. Next ball hit right by the pitcher, Panganiban, in the center field. That was a hard shot. Panganiban trying to knock it down, but it goes whistling right on by his glove. And the tying run down the base pads in the form of Logan Wirth. A hard hit ball there, Panganiban. He could hear that baby sizzling off of the bat. Goes whistling right on by his glove in the center. Finally retrieved out there by Graham Schneider. So now Kearney has a base runner. Here's a Caleb Lundgren coming up there next. He's the right fielder. Lundgren is 0-4 so far tonight. He's flown out once. He's struck out once. He's flown out again, and he's grounded out of the ballgame. So Caleb Lundgren, the number 9 hitter on the Kearney side of things, will come to the plate now with a base runner on at first base. That's the tying run over there. Here comes a pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The winner plays tomorrow night at 5 o'clock against Scott's Bluff. The loser plays tomorrow afternoon against North Platte at 2. One ball and no strikes here to Lundgren. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be outside, and the ball scooped up again by the catcher, Pat Opperman. Two balls and no strikes. The remaining players for Hastings up on the top rung of the dugout down there in the third base side. Here's the next pitch by Panganiban. That's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike to Caleb Lundgren. He started the day with a batting average of .298. Base runner is on at first. That's a Logan Wirth. That is your tying run down there. There's one man off for Kearney here in the ninth. There's a ball hit to the right side. It's going to be a knockdown by Spilnick at second. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Good play there by Spilnick at second base. There's two men out here in the ballgame in the ninth. Spilnick goes to his left to grab that one as he takes away that potential base hit by Caleb Lundgren. Base runner moves along to second base on the play. And that's going to bring up Trey Anderson next. So Trey Anderson comes up there next. And now Brad Archer comes down the line. We're going to have a courtesy runner coming out here. It's going to be a Caden Brueggemann. He's going to come out here to run at second base. So evidently Brueggemann with a little bit more speed out there. He's going to take over for Logan Wirth at second base. They need to get that run home to force this game to continue here. It's a 6-5 ball game. Hastings with a lead in the top half of the ninth inning. The opening round of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. So now Brueggemann is running down there at second base for Logan Wirth with Trey Anderson, a .458 hitter, coming to the plate next for Kearney Runza. Hastings just one out away from upsetting top-seeded Kearney here in this Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Trey Anderson has been a tough out tonight. He is 4-for-5 in this ballgame with a run scored for Kearney Runza, the leadoff hitter. So all comes down to this. Brandon Panganiban with Trey Anderson at the plate here. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Graham Schneider comes on. Schneider comes on. Going out is going to be the shortstop. He can't make the catch. That's Reimer. A run is going to score. And into second base on the play is going to be Trey Anderson. Kearney scores here in the ninth inning of play. A ball hit to a center field. Will Reimer going out. Graham Schneider coming on. Neither one could make the play on the ball. Reimer with a good effort there at shortstop in shallow center field, and he couldn't come down with it as Trey Anderson drives home a run here in the ninth inning of play. We are tied up now at 6 runs apiece. Brueggemann comes around to score easily from second base for Kearney. That makes it a 6-6 ball game, and now Drew Butler comes up there next. So a double with 2 outs in the ninth inning by Trey Anderson produces the tying run. And now we're tied up at 6 with a lead run down there for Kearney. Down there at second base as Drew Butler comes to the plate. And a pitch thrown there by Panganiban is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Drew Butler. He's a .286 hitter. He's had a double tonight. In his plate appearances, he's walked once, reached on a fielder's choice. He scored a couple of runs. He's laid down his sacrifice, and he's grounded out once. The lead run for Kearney is down there at second base in the form of Trey Anderson. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That ball is going to be in there for a strike. Ball gets away momentarily from the catcher, Pat Opperman, but runner stays there at second base. 0-2 the count here. Or make it 1-2. 1-2 the count to Drew Butler. Left-handed hitter here working against the righty and Brandon Pangenhoven. We're tied up at 6 here in the ninth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be swung on, tap foul, first base side. The count remains at 1-2. Baltimore has beaten the Cleveland Indians tonight in Major League Baseball by a score of 10-2. That ball game just final in the American League. Detroit Tigers over the Chicago White Sox 4-2. The Toronto Blue Jays over the Boston Red Sox 6-1. They're in the 13th inning tonight. The Mariners and the Tampa Bay Rays are tied up at 3 runs apiece. 1-2 here with 2 men out. Drew Butler is your batter, and here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Just misses, 2-2. In 11 innings tonight, Minnesota beat Kansas City by a score of 2-1. The middle of the fifth inning now, the Los Angeles Angels leading the Texas Rangers 4-1. The Athletics out on top of the Yankees, 2-0. There's a little half swing. It's a swing and a miss, and the catcher drops the third strike. That's Opperman, and he picks it up and throws it down to the first baseman, Ryan Bender, to record the out. So the inning is over. Now Hastings with a chance to win this baby in the bottom of the ninth inning. Carney comes back to force the bottom of the ninth. They score one run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. And one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning with a score. Carney 6, Hastings 6.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. This week features the award-winning Ford Fusion. It's a 2010 with leather and only 25,000 miles. It books for $28,875, but it's yours for $18,875 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the first ball game tonight came down to the bottom of the ninth inning when Scott's Bluff scored a run in the bottom of the ninth to beat North Platte by a score of 5-4 earlier tonight. And now Hastings and Kearney were tied up at 6 runs apiece as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Hastings will have the meat of the order, 2, 3, and 4, coming up to face Grady Kowalski here for Kearney Runza here tonight. Hastings scoring 2 runs in the first inning of play. They scored 3 in the seventh. They scored 1 in the eighth inning. Kearney has scored 1 in the fifth. They scored a couple in the seventh inning of play, 2 in the eighth, and 1 in the ninth to force this bottom half of the inning. Trey Anderson with an RBI double to drive home Logan Worth, or rather Brueggemann, who was running for Worth. So we'll see what Hastings can get done here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They need 1 run to win it. Graham Schneider comes up there. For Hastings, had a good night out in center field this evening. He's got a couple of base hits as well here in this one tonight. He has struck out twice, a couple of singles, and he's also scored a couple of runs. So 2, 3, and 4, Schneider, Opperman, and Bender scheduled up here in the ninth inning of play for Hastings 5 points bank as they try to upset top-seeded Kearney Runza here in the area tournament. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the next pitch, right back to Kowalski on the mound. He runs it toward first. Overhanded throw to the first baseman, Logan Worth, and Graham Schneider is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Dan Opperman comes up there next for Hastings. Opperman had an RBI single in the first inning of play. Grounded out twice. Reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh. Hastings 6 and Kearney 6 here tonight. Winner plays at 5 o'clock tomorrow. The loser plays at 2 o'clock in the second round of the area tournament. There's the ball. It's going to be lying back here to the screen. Nothing one to Pat Opperman. Opperman with a .326 batting average on the season so far. Top of the sixth inning, the Oakland Athletics out on top of the New York Yankees by the score of 2-0. It's the last score that we have in from the American League. Get to the National League scores here in a second. Here's the next pitch to Opperman. It's going to be outside and down low. 1-1 the count. The Atlanta Braves came back to beat the Washington Nationals tonight 11-10 in extra innings. The Giants over the Phillies 7-2. There's the ball hit back up through the middle. It's going to be retrieved there by the shortstop Schreiner. He's throwing to first base just in the nick of time. That one took a wild hop off of the pitcher's mound, but Derek Schreiner able to grab that one at shortstop. He gets it over to Logan Wirth to record the out. So two up, two down for Hastings here in the ninth inning. And now Ryan Bender comes up there next. Bender with a 317 batting average to start the day. He's about due. He has not got a base hit here in this one tonight. Reached on an error back there in the third. So Ryan Bender, number four in the batting order, comes up there for Hastings with two men out here in the bottom half of the ninth inning in a 6-6 ball game. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings just need a base runner here to play with here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bender waiting on the 1-0 pitch here. It's going to be in there for a strike. And now the count is even up at 1-1. Ryan Bender, maybe the most consistent player all season long for Hastings, 5 points. There's the next pitch. He'll be fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Action tomorrow at 2 or 5 o'clock here in the second round of the area tournament. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes picking up a win tonight in the juniors tournament out in North Platte as they knocked off Kearney Post 52 by a score of 9-7. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again. The count remains at 2-2. J.I.H. will play on Sunday night at 8 o'clock in the semifinals of the juniors tournament. They will receive the bye tomorrow in that five-team tournament. 2-2 with two men out. Here's the next pitch by Kowalski. It's going to be hit to the left side. That's going to be a base hit in the left field. Right on by the third baseman Fitzgerald and the shortstop Schreiner. So now Hastings has the winning run on the base pads in the form of Ryan Bender at first base. That's going to bring up Panganiba next. Panganiba grounded out his last time up there in inning number 8. So now Ryan Bender with tremendous speed on the base pads for Hastings. Bender takes his lead down there at first base. Panganiba comes up there for Hastings. Panganiba with a batting average on the year. That's a 200 coming into this ball game tonight. Took over after Xander Schmidt threw the first 7 innings for Hastings in this ball game. Here's the pitch, a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. 0-1 to Brandon Panganiba. Kyle Goldenstein would be next for Hastings. Hastings trying to win their 25th ball game of the season here tonight in this area tournament. There's a token throw over the first base. Nearly got by Logan Wirth, the first baseman. But he retrieves that one from the pitcher, Grady Kowalski. Keegan Fitzgerald threw the first 7 2/3 for Connie Runza. Grady Kowalski trying to finish things off. There's a chopper to shortstop. Schreiner has got it. He flips to the second base, and we're headed for extra innings. Panganiba, a tap around to the shortstop Schreiner, who gets the force out there on Ryan Bender hitting the second base. Hastings scores no runs in the ninth inning on one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We head to extra innings. We go to the 10th inning with a score. Hastings 6, Kearney 6.
Choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, heading to extra innings here tonight as we head to the 10th inning of play between Hastings and Kearney. 6-6 ball game here tonight. Agadeeman will come back out for Hastings to throw this 10th. Get to the rest of the scores in Major League Baseball and the National League side of things. The Giants over the Phillies tonight 7-2. As the Pittsburgh Pirates beating the Miami Marlins 4-3. The Cincinnati Reds beat Milwaukee tonight 3-1. The Los Angeles Dodgers over the New York Mets 7-6. St. Louis Cardinals winners over the Chicago Cubs 4-1. Bottom of the fifth inning is the Arizona Diamondbacks over the Houston Astros 8-2. In the middle of the fifth inning, we've got the San Diego Padres leading the Colorado Rockies on a score of 7-5. That gets you up to date on the Major League Baseball scoreboard tonight. 6-6 is the score here. Kearney and Hastings battling it out here in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. As we head to the 10th inning, Anthony Pacheco is up to the plate next for Kearney Runza. He fouls away the pitch, and the count goes to 1-2. So this is the second straight game that Hastings and Kearney has played extra innings. Kearney, in their last trip to Hastings during the regular season, was able to scratch out a 4-3 win over Hastings in 8 innings. Very similar situation. It was Xander Schmidt going the first 7 innings in that ball game with Ryan Bender coming on in the 8th. There's a fly ball toward left field. Xander Schmidt backs up. Schmidt backs up, and he makes the catch out there. Anthony Pacheco gives that baby a ride. Xander Schmidt dancing out there in left field, but he makes the catch for the first out of this 10th inning. And now Derek Schreiner comes up there next. Schreiner, he had a two-run double back there in the 7th inning of play. There is only base hit of the ball game so far. He's reached on a fielder's choice. He's flown out once to center field. He's reached on an error, and he's flown out to the shortstop. Takes a pitch from Panganiban, low and away. 1-0 here to Derek Schreiner. Hastings still going with Opperman behind the plate with Brandon Panganiban on the mound. Bender at first base, Spilnick at second, Reimer at shortstop, and Jonas Schultz at third base. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. And the count at 1-1. Out in the outfield now, you've got Xander Schmidt out in left field, Graham Schneider out in center. Kyle Goldenstein out in right field. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a breaking pitch that just misses. And the count is at 2-1. 6 runs, 10 base hits, 2 errors for Kearney. Hastings with 6 runs, 9 base hits. They've committed 3 errors. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count goes to 2-2. Kearney has left 14 base runners in the ball game tonight. Hastings has left 8. Kearney 6 and Hastings 6. Hastings trying to fight their way into the state tournament with a victory here tonight. This is all they would need is a victory over Kearney to do it. Now the home plate umpire needs a fresh set of baseballs. He retrieves those, returns back to the plate here. 2-2 to Derek Schreiner with 1 man out in the 10th inning of play. Bangin' even working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads. There's a ball hit back up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up there by Graham Schneider out in center field, so Kearney gets another base hit. As Schreiner singles to center field. And now Grady Kowalski, the pitcher, is going to come up there next. Grady Kowalski started behind the plate here for Kearney. Moved to the pitcher's mound in the 8th inning. It would be the pitcher of record here if... Everything stays the way it is right now. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Derek Schreiner is now the lead runner down there. It's a first base for Kearney. Ryan Bender will hold him on with 1 man out. Kowalski waiting on the pitch here from Brandon Panganiban. Here it comes. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 now to Grady Kowalski. He's been on the base pads a couple of times tonight. Had a walk in the first inning of play. Had an RBI single in the 8th inning for Kearney. 1-1, 1 man out here in the 10th. Brandon Panganiban's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2-1. Looking ahead, if we can, to the Hastings half of the 10th, you're going to have the 6, 7, and 8 hitters coming up. Goldenstein, Reimer, and Spilnick. There's a throw over to first base. That one nearly got by the first baseman, Bender. Back in there at the bag is Derek Schreiner. Brandon Panganiban out there, the right-hander. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is going to be hit toward left field. Xander Smith's not going to get to that one. Around the bag at second base is going to be Schreiner. He's on his way to third. He's around the bag at third. That one rolls to the wall 405 feet away as a Kowalski is slides into the third base with a triple. Grady Kowalski gets a hold of that one from Brandon Panganiban and sends it out to the wall at 405 feet away. That's going to drive home the lead run as Derek Schreiner had no problem scoring there. As now he's 7-6 ball game in favor of Kearney. A big, big hit there by Grady Kowalski in left center field. Xander Schmidt had no chance of that one as that one rolls to the wall here at Duncan Field, 405 feet away. And now Kearney has come back to grab the lead. It is 7-6. And now coming to the plate is going to be Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald started the ball game tonight. Fitzgerald is now playing defensively at third base. And he takes the spot of Mitch Heemster in the batting order. So this is the first time we've seen Fitzgerald at the plate as Panganiban throws one down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Fitzgerald is a hitter. He is 23 out of 73 at the plate here for Kearney. His batting average is sitting at 315 in the season as we see him for the first time tonight. He's got 18 singles and 5 doubles to his credit. He tries to lay down a bunt there and it's fouled away. So 18 singles, 5 doubles, no triples, no home runs. He's driven home 9 runs. He has scored 15 for Kearney. So Kearney has come back to grab the lead here in the 10th inning. The score is 7-6. Kevin Archer going through the signs down there in the third base coaching box. A triple by Grady Kowalski. That plates a run here in this 10th inning has given Kearney the lead. A square around the bunt. Pulls it back. And will take a pitch up high for a ball. Coach Archer may try to sneak one home here. Now with a one-run lead at 7-6. Keegan Fitzgerald is out of the batter's box as he takes a look at the coach down there. Taking a lead at third is going to be Kowalski. Panganiban works in the stretch. Here comes a pitch to the plate, and he beats him on top of the head. A hit batter. So now Fitzgerald heads down to first base on the play. Now Kearney's got runners on at first and third. So here comes Zach Yoakum up there next. Yoakum is now the catcher. He started at third base tonight. 12 base hits now for Kearney. They've out-hit Hastings 12-9. We're in extra innings. We're in the 10th inning. We're in the top of the 10th here tonight. And now here comes Steve Illingworth out of the Hastings dugout. He's going to stroll to the plate here for Hastings to have a little conversation. You're listening to the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament tonight. Here on 1230 KHIS, and it looks like the coach is going to make a pitching change here in the 10th. So a pitching change coming up. We'll take a break. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, We're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So a pitching change here in the 10th inning of play. We've got one man out. Mason Spilnick is going to come on for Hastings. Spilnick is 6-4 on the season. He's thrown 60 in the third innings, giving up 59 hits, 37 runs. 20 of those have been earned. 14 base on balls, 36 strikeouts. Team's batting earned run average at 2.32. So Mason Spilnick, a guy who is expected to get the start for Hastings in the ball game tomorrow, is going to come on and try to shut down Carney here in this 10th inning of play. So Spilnick comes in from second base to pitch now for Hastings. Brandon Panganiban will move to second base. So they just switch places here. Carney has got one run in here in the 10th inning of play, and a triple by Grady Kowalski has plated Derek Schreiner here in the 10th inning. So Brandon Panganiban goes 2 1/3 innings. He gives up 6 hits and 3 runs so far. He had one strikeout during his time up there. And he would be charged with these people that's on the base pads right now. There's a bunt laid down. A throw to the plate is not going to be in time. Fielded there by the pitcher Mason Spilnick as they flip it to the catcher, Pat Opperman. Opperman couldn't control it. There's a sneak one home here in this 10th inning of play. Zach Yoakum gets the bunt laid down. So now it's an 8-6 ball game in favor of Kearney as Grady Kowalski comes in to score there for Kearney. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Fitzgerald. And getting aboard here is going to be Zach Yoakum on the suicide squeeze as they bring home another run here in the 10th inning. And this is Logan Worth coming up there next. He takes a strike here. One ball and one strike. So Logan Worth now with the plate here. He's the number 8 hitter in the batting order. And the wind's going to come out of the sails here to the crowd. There's a base hit that's going to get down for another base hit. Around the bag at third base and coming in to score is going to be Fitzgerald. And moving into second base on the play is going to be Logan Worth. Logan Worth drives one home here in the 10th inning of play. And Carney has opened things up now as Fitzgerald comes home to score. Those runs going to be chalked up to Panganiban. And now coming to the play is going to be Caleb Lundgren. It's now a 9-6 ball game in favor of Carney. Yoakum moves around to a third base on the play. So that's going to be a charge to Panganiban. He gives up 5 runs in 2 1/3 innings. Now 9-6. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Actually, Panganiban's going to give up, 6 hits? Actually, 6 runs in the ball game. It is 2 1/3 innings out there, so not a good outing by Panganiban, who has really shut the door for Hastings down the stretch here. Not tonight against Kearney. 9-6, we're in the top half of the 10th inning. And here's the next pitch by Spilnick that's going to be outside the strike zone for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. 3 runs in for Kearney here in the 10th inning. Runners are on at second and third base. Mason Spilnick's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 3 balls and 1 strike. Boy, the top of the order is doing up there next. Got to shut the door here. Already down by 3 in the 10th inning. Spilnick working from the stretch. There's the next pitch. Played. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So the first walk now given up by Mason Spilnick. Now here comes Trey Anderson again, top of the order for Kearney. Anderson drove home a run in the ninth inning of play to tie up the ball game, to force the extra inning, so to speak, as Hastings could not do anything in the bottom half of the ninth inning. It's now a 9-6 ball game in favor of Kearney. They have scored three runs here in the 10th inning of play. There's a high fly ball. Goldenstein out in right field. He's going to make the catch. That's the second out. Tagging up at third base and coming in to score is going to be Yoakum. So a fly ball there by Trey Anderson out to right field. That produces a run, though. Tagging up from third base and coming in to score is going to be Zach Yoakum. And now Kearney has got the lead 10-6 over Hastings here in the 10th inning. And Butler comes up there next. You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage from the Area 7 tournament at Duncan Field in Hastings on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's swung on and missed by Butler. Drew Butler represents the ninth man to come to the plate here in this 10th inning. Hastings had Kearney on the ropes. But that's what a good team does. Kearney never says die until the final out is recorded, and Kearney has come back here with vengeance in the 10th inning with four runs. 10-6 is the score now. Kearney has got the lead. Butler swings and misses on that last pitch. 0-2 is the count here with Mason Spilnick pitching now for Hastings, the third pitcher used by Hastings. Next pitch is going to be drilled to right field, and that's going to be over the head of the second baseman, Pagan Eben. Another run is going to come in to score. Now it's an 11-6 ball game. That's going to be a base hit by Drew Butler. That produces another run. Coming around from a second base to score is going to be Logan Worth. Kearney plates another one here. Moving down to second base into play is going to be Lundgren. Drew Butler is aboard at first base with an RBI single. Now Anthony Pacheco comes up there next. And he will take a pitch in there for a strike. It's now 11-6. In favor of Kearney, this is unbelievable. Hastings played so well for about eight innings or so. And now Kearney has come back. They got a five-run lead. We are in the top of the 10th inning, and now we can't get him out of there. There's a high fly ball towards center. Graham Schneider backs up. It's going to be over his head. Graham Schneider can't make the play on the ball. Here comes another run to score. Here comes the second one to the plate, and pulling up at second base with a two-run double is going to be Anthony Pacheco. So Pacheco gets a double to drive home two more runs. Lundgren comes around from second base to score for Hastings, or rather for Kearney. Coming all the way from first base to score is going to be Drew Butler. And that's going to bring up Derek Schreiner next. He is a shortstop, and my scorebook looks atrocious. That's the 15th base hit now for Kearney in the ballgame. As Derek Schreiner comes to the plate next, it is a 13-6 ballgame. Seven runs scored by Kearney in the 10th inning against Brandon Pangeneben and Mason Spilnick. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike. So Spilnick pitching here in the 10th inning has not got the job done. Hanging even had a tough time out there after Xander Schmidt threw a pretty good seven innings for Hastings. There's a high fly ball again to center field. Graham Schneider again gets under it, and he records the out, and the inning mercifully comes to an end here for Hastings 5 points bank. Kearney played seven runs in the 10th inning of play. We go to the bottom of the 10th with a score. Kearney 13, Hastings 6.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. This week features the award-winning Ford Fusion. It's a 2010 with leather and only 25,000 miles. It books for $28.75, but it's yours for $18.875 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, it's in the bottom of the 10th inning now as Hastings is trailing Kearney by the score of 13-6. Kearney erupts for 7 runs on 5 base hits in the 10th inning of play. Blaine Gant's going to come on and pinch hit now for Hastings in the number 6 position. In the batting order as Hastings tries to get something going here against Kearney in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Grady Kowalski will come out here and throw for Kearney. He would get the win here tonight if the score holds up. So Gantz comes to the plate, a pinch hitter for Hastings in the 10th inning as he fouls this one away, 0-2 to Blaine Gantz. Now playing tonight for Hastings until now. Gantz with a .284 batting average so far this season. He's got 21 base hits and 74 trips to the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit on the ground. Right side picked up there by Logan Witt, the first baseman. He flips it to the pitcher. Kowalski covering the bag at first, and they record the outs. Good job there by Kearney. Gantz is retired in the play from first baseman Worth to the pitcher. Kowalski covering the bag there, 3-1 officially. And that's going to bring up Will Reimer next. So Hastings had Kearney on the ropes here in this opening round of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament, but Kearney with a big, big 10th inning, 7 runs, and they've now got a 13-6 lead over Hastings, 15 base hits for Kearney here in the ballgame. First pitch to Reimer is going to be outside for a ball. Here comes the next one. It's going to be hit right to the first baseman over his head. That's going to fall into fair territory. Out there in right field, picked up by Lundgren around the bag at first on his way to second. It's Reimer head first, slide down there at second base, and he's in there safely. Reimer with a blooper to a right field. It's going to be officially a hit there for Reimer. It's going to be a double for Wills. He's in there at second base. And that's going to bring up Mason Spilnick next. Spilnick started at second base tonight. Now he's the pitcher. So Mason Spilnick so far tonight, he's had a couple of base hits. As he comes up there now here in the 10th inning, he takes a strike here, 0-1. Player of the game coming up, and also our coach's post-game show here tonight. Back on the air tomorrow at Duncan Field in the second round of the Area 7 baseball tournament at either 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock, depending on what Hastings does here. If they can't pull out the win, we'll be on the air at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon with a 2 o'clock first pitch in the elimination game against North Platte. If we come back to win, we'll be in the winner's bracket ball game at 5 o'clock against Scotts Bluff. There's a fly ball to center. It's going to be caught out there by Anthony Pacheco, and Hastings down to their final out here. And that's going to bring up Jonas Schultz next. Schultz had a RBI single in the 8th inning of play. Also had a single in the 7th. Schultz actually drove home the lead run for Hastings 5 points back in the 8th inning to go out on top by a score of 6-5 until Kearney came to bat in the 9th inning of play and scored the tying run on that RBI double by Trey Anderson. They got into the 10th inning, and it's been all Kearney as they scored 7 runs in the top of the 10th inning. Hastings now down to their final out here in the 10th inning with a man on at second base. That is Reimer. Jonas Schultz waiting here at the plate. There's a pitch. It's going to be hit right on by the shortstop Schreiner in the left center field. Reimer is going to come around to score. He's on his way to the plate, and that's going to be an RBI single by Jonas Schultz. He's had a good ball game here tonight. Schultz has come up with some big hits out of that number 9 position. That's his third base hit in 5 trips to the plate here for Hastings. So now coming to the play is going to be Xander Schmidt. Hastings scores a run here in the 10th inning of play. That's their 10th base hit of the ball game. That's the 7th run of the ball game now for Hastings. It's a 13-7 ball game in favor of Kearney. Now we got the top of the order coming up there. Xander hits that one right to the shortstop. It's going to be picked up there by Schreiner. Goes to second base. Catches the force out over there on to Jonas Schultz. And the ball game is over. Connie picks up a 13-7 win over Hastings 5 points back here tonight. As the Connie scores 13 runs on 15 base hits, they commit two errors. Hastings with 7 runs. They had 11 base hits in the ball game tonight. They record 3 errors in the contest, and they leave 9. So Hastings drops to 24 wins and 26 losses on the season. They will play in the elimination ball game tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Kearney improves to 39 wins and 9 losses. They will play Scott's Bluff in the winner's bracket ball game tomorrow night at 5 o'clock here at Duncan Field. Again, the final score here in this one, it was Kearney in extra innings. They beat Hastings by the score of 13-7. Back with a recap after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Kearney knocks off Hastings here tonight in extra innings, 10 innings. Kearney 13, Hastings 7. Kearney again will play in the winner's bracket ball game tomorrow night at 5 o'clock against Scott's Bluff, who beat North Platte earlier tonight by a score of 5-4. Scott's Bluff scoring the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning there. So Scott's Bluff and Kearney will meet tomorrow night at 5. Hastings will play North Platte tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the loser's bracket ball game, the elimination game, and Hastings is down to their final ball game of the season, only to win tomorrow to gain entry to the state tournament next week. So a big ball game coming up tomorrow afternoon. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings had things going their way here in the ball game tonight. They plated 2 runs right off the bat in the first inning of play, but their big deal, they didn't score again until the 7th inning. Kearney plated a run in the 5th inning. Scored 2 more in the 7th, 2 more in the 8th, scored a run in the 9th, and then a disaster in the 10th inning as Kearney scores 7 runs in the 10th. Hastings came back with a run in the 8th inning of play and a run in the 10th, but it wasn't enough as Kearney knocks off Hastings by the score of 13-7. Hastings 5 points back, now 24-26 on the season. Kearney is 39-9 as they head to the second round of the area tournament tomorrow here at Duncan Field. In the final score on this one, it was Kearney 13, Hastings 7. Ball game went 10 innings. Grady Kowalski is going to be the winning pitcher for Kearney. He is now 9-1 on the season. Brandon Panganiban going to take the loss. He is now 2-5. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at hastingstribune.com.
Kearney knocks off Hastings tonight in 10 innings. Final score of 13-7. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Offensively tonight, out of the number 9 hole, Jonah Schultz picks up 3 base hits for Hastings. Drove home a couple of runs. We had Xander Schmidt picking up a couple of base hits tonight. Graham Schneider also with 2 base hits. Mason Spilnick had 2 hits. And then Xander Schmidt kept Hastings around as he threw the first 7 innings for Hastings. 5 points back here tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams, in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings, 5 points back, is going to be the guy out of the number 9 position. He came up with some big base hits. In fact, he had an RBI single that gave Hastings the lead there in the bottom half of the 8th inning, but they could not hold on as Jonah Schultz comes up with 3 base hits, a couple of RBIs for Hastings, 5 points back tonight out of the number 9 position, as Jonah Schultz will be our Player of the Game with 3 base hits for Hastings, 5 points tonight, but not enough as Kearney knocks off Hastings in 10 innings, final score of 13-7. Jonah Schultz, our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings, 5 points back. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online, hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Get back at Duncan Field as Hastings drops one here tonight in the opening round of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. 2 Kearney runs them on a score of 13-7 as head coach Steve Illingworth joins us here in the postgame. And Coach, probably one of the tougher defeats we've had all year long. We had this baby in the bag.
Yeah, it's really tough. I feel for the players. They really played hard. That final score is not indicative of how well played a game it was, how hard we played, how hard they played. You know, it was just a hard-fought game, and then that 10th inning they put up the 7 runs on us. But we're really disappointed, but we got to come back, and we got to come back quick tomorrow. I think we play at 2 o'clock against North Platte. So message to the players is get home, get your rest. How bad do you want to go to state? We got to win one tomorrow to get there.
Hastings, like we said, had everything going their way. Xander Schmidt didn't have a great outing, but he did good enough to keep you guys around until he went to the bullpen, and it just wasn't enough tonight.
Yeah, and you know, Panganiban, he's been pitching lights out in relief entering this tournament. You know, he has 4 saves and a couple of wins, and you know, tonight just wasn't his night, and he really battled out there, but that happens to every athlete sometime in their career, and many times to athletes in their career. So, you know, it was just a tough outing there at the end for us, but hopefully we'll bounce back tomorrow with some energy.
And even leaving a ball across the plate to Kowalski there with the big hit in the 10th inning, the triple to left field, that really opened up the floodgates for Kearney.
Yeah, that did, you know, and he'd like to have that pitch back. Any pitcher that throws a pitch like that wants it back, and you know, it just happens, you know. It was a mistake, and everybody makes mistakes. And, you know, next time we call him to relieve, he'll do fine. You know, he feels as bad. He feels worse about it than anybody else. So, you know, but it's a team game, and we lost as a team. when we win, we're going to win as a team.
Yeah, you mentioned Paganiba has been a guy you've been able to rely on down the stretch for you guys.
We have. You know, the last couple weeks he's been lights out and just come in and shut teams down for us. And tonight he just, you know, he just didn't quite have that bite on his curveball he's had and his fastball. He left it up three or four times that really hurt him. And, you know, that was the story of the game at the end. I mean, it was a long game. We had our chances, you know, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
When you play Connie, you just got to play every out, don't you, right to the very end of the ball game?
Yeah, and when you play anybody, you got to play every out, and we stress that. We say, you know, at this time, it's postseason, and every pitch means something. Every out means something. You can't take a play off. You take a play off, and it could cost the ball game. So, you know, it's a critical time of year where, you know, mistakes come back to haunt you. And they're magnified because of what's at stake.
Jonas Schultz out of the number 9 position tonight did a great job for you.
Yeah, Jonah played really well. You know, I think he had 3 hits. You know, he played a pretty good third base for us tonight. He's a young guy. You know, Jonah's one of those guys that I brought up that actually could be playing junior ball this year. So I was really proud of the way he came out and competed tonight.
So really all comes down to tomorrow in an elimination ball game against the North Platte, a team I think we split with earlier this season. It all comes down, if we win it, we can go to the state tournament next week. If we lose it, the season's pretty well over.
Yeah, season's over if we lose. It's do or die tomorrow. We're going with Bender. We're going to pitch Bender. He's the freshest. I didn't really want to use Mason Spilinick tonight. I think the early plan was to probably pitch him tomorrow against North Platte because he threw a one-hitter against him here in June, and so since we had to bring him in relief, I'd rather save him, go with Bender tomorrow. Bender's arm's totally fresh.
So we obviously have to go lights out tomorrow. If Bender gets in any kind of trouble, we got to get him out of there because the season's really on the line, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, do or die. We have to perform, and you know, I have confidence in our guys. You know, they're really down right now, as you would expect for that type of game, because they had that game within their grasp right there at the end, and it just didn't happen for them. But I'm confident, you know, they'll bounce back, and I think we'll play well tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you.
That's head coach Steve Illingworth for Hastings 5 points back. Again, Hastings dropping one to Kearney, runs it tonight 13-7 in 10 innings in the first round of the area tournament. Hastings will face North Platte tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the elimination ball game. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
So Kearney pounds out 15 base hits in the ball game tonight. 13 runs, 15 hits. They commit 2 errors. They leave 15 men on the base pads as Grady Kowalski is going to be the winning pitcher here tonight. He improves to 9 wins and 1 loss in the season. He goes 2 1/3 innings for Kearney here tonight. Gives up only one run and 3 base hits. Hastings had 7 runs. They had plenty of offense, 11 base hits. They commit 3 errors. They leave 9 men on the base pads. Brandon Paganiban going to take the loss in relief. He is now 2-5 in the season. He goes just 2 1/3 innings tonight, gives up 6 runs, 6 hits, and 1 strikeout. Xander Schmidt went the first 7 innings for Hastings. Mason Spilnick finishes things off for Hastings 5 points here in this one. So Hastings drops to 24-26 in the season. They will take on North Platte tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 1:45. In the final score in this one, it was Kearney runs it, knocking off Hastings 5 points back in 10 innings. Final score, Kearney 13, Hastings 7. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling for construction, carpentry, siding, roofing, additions, concrete, drywall, and painting. Call Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 469-8551. You've been listening to Hastings 5 Points Bank Baseball, an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.